For the second week in a row, Chi High found themselves on the road facing a state-ranked opponent, this time in Rice Lake, against the unbeaten and conference-leading Warriors.
It is Pug Lund Field, site of this Big Rivers Conference clash on a beautiful September night. The sun just falling beneath the trees on the east side of the stadium. Big Rivers Conference football tonight, the 4-0 Rice Lake Warriors right now at the top of the Big Rivers Conference, defending Division III state champions and ranked number one in Division II against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, 3-1 on the season.
7 seconds to play in the quarter. Coons back to pass. Coons dancing, rolling out to his left, being pursued. Falls down. Braden Hagman pulls him to the turf, and that'll end the first quarter with a bang, a sack for Chi High. LeMay in motion left to right, give to the fullback, trying to turn the corner. That's Dakin. Dakin at the 50, the 45, taps the brakes at the 40-yard line. Dakin, another Chi High first down. Consecutive carries move the sticks. Second and 6 Chi High, though, from the Rice Lake 36-yard line. Double wing, double tight formation. LeMay in motion left to right. Back to pass is Noah Potter. Potter looking down the middle, throwing deep down the middle, looking for Aver. Over the shoulder catch to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. A 36-yard strike from Potter to Aver. Their fourth touchdown connection of the season. Double wing, double tight. He'll go crisscross into the end zone with a dance. LeMay makes it 22-8. Coons back to pass, looking right. Now dancing out to his left, being pursued by Hagman. Coons breaking it outside the hash, pulled down. Big play on the far side. There was that Drake Dakin.
That was Drake Dakin. He had nice closing speed on that. He did a nice job.
Second and 12 officially. Trips in the slot to the left, twin receivers wide to the right. Potter from the empty gun. Takes a shoulder high snap. Again, heavy pressure. Potter rolling out to his left. He's going to tuck it and run. 45-yard line, 50, scampers out of bounds into the Chi High sideline. 3, maybe 4 yards shy of the stick. A nice run, getting what he could there. Noah Potter, the senior. Potter. Potter keeping himself. Now he's going to flip it to Aver. Aver on the reverse. He's got a lot of room. 30, 25, 20. Aver down the sideline, still on his feet. Going all the way down to the 5. Aver with a huge burst on the reverse. Potter back to pass again, looking left the whole time. Floats it out, got a man wide open. Back line in the end zone, touchdown. Chippewa Falls, Jackson LeMay.
Really nice job. There's a lot of traffic in the end zone, but LeMay went down towards the back end and then cut out, and the defender was trailing him. And nice job by Potter. Put it in a great spot, dropped it in the basket.
A give to Durand, and Durand flips it backward back to Coons as he's bottled up. Coons now rolling out to his right. Outside the numbers, taken down by Drake Dakin, rips him to the turf. No two-point conversion that time for the Warriors. Line drive kick picked up at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Down the sideline, dragged toward the Warriors sideline as Bolin. He maintains his balance inside the 40-yard line and all the way down to the 35. What a great carry, tiptoeing and shedding tacklers, Jackson Bolin. Potter from the gun, takes a shoulder high snap, flares it out left side, that's Aver. Aver dancing between a couple defenders, he's loose at the 5, to the end zone, stretches, touchdown, Sam Aver from Noah Potter. Got a wildcat look here with Jackson LeMay at quarterback. LeMay takes it, following his block on the right side, trying to turn the corner, dancing at the edge, diving over the pile. Does he get in? He does. How about the athleticism there from Jackson LeMay? Four wide, split evenly left and right. Drake Dakin on the left hip of Noah Potter from the shotgun. Potter takes a shoulder pad, high snap. Will Johnson breathing down his neck. Potter's going to keep it himself right up the middle. Splitting inside the hashes. Nice run by Potter. Breaks the tackle inside the 5-yard line and down to the 3. Noah Potter finishing off that run with some authority. Little pop of the pads there for Noah Potter. And it's first and goal, Chi High. Aver split out to the left. Jackson LeMay in that wildcat formation with Dakin to his right. LeMay takes the snap, following his block into the right, taps the brakes, darts forward into the end zone, touchdown, Jackson LeMay from 3 yards out. As we come to a close, fifth game of the season, hit triple zeros on the clock here in Rice Lake. Your final score, the Rice Lake Warriors 47, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 30.
A hard-fought loss on the road. But now, Chi High is back at Duray for homecoming, and the Superior Spartans are looking to spoil the party. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, also by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, by Heath Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's WOGO Sports Team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Thank you, Greg Stewart. One out of three of those is right. Alan Dunham's to my left in the press box. I'm Mark Halverson in for Caleb, who's off tonight, and Dave Hutzler on the field tonight, where, Alan, you would often be. But we hope to present and a top-notch broadcast. It's the Culver's Kickoff Show for this homecoming, brought to you by your new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Now open, Culver's of Chippewa Falls also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. So, Alan, the Cards come in here 1-2 in the conference, kind of gathered together with two other teams there in the lower part of the conference, with Hudson and River Falls at 1-2. Just ahead of Superior 0-3, New Richmond on top at 3-0, at 3-0 Rice Lake tonight, Menominee right in the middle at 2-1. How do you size up this homecoming game for the Cards?
Well, this is a really great week for them to kind of catch their breath, having those two undefeated teams back-to-back weeks of New Richmond and then, of course, Rice Lake last week. And so you get a Superior team that's struggling. Hopefully you can get a little bit healthier, and then you've got this three-game gauntlet we've been talking about with Everest, Hudson, and then Menominee to finish the season. And so we're hoping for a really good night here at homecoming Friday night.
And we're going to be starting our WOGO tailgate party as well. So we're inviting you out for that here to WOGO, the Toyson, the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party. And in fact, a free tailgate party before those last two home games next Friday and Friday the 18th. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Enjoy free pizza from Toppers, delicious pizza from Toppers. Shop the newest Chi-Hi apparel from the Birdcage, plus games and win movie passes at the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party October 4th and 18th. Come early for all the fun. 5 o'clock until 6:30 in the evening on the east side of the parking lot near the tennis court. So, yes, Chi-Hi tonight on the heels of that loss. So what about what you saw at Rice Lake?
Well, what I saw was a really good effort by Rice Lake. I mean, it's, you get out to see a team like that, obviously something like 17 games have won in a row. They have a great program. They know who they are. They run their stuff really, really well. And then, you know, we had some success on defense, some on offense, but we don't have the continuity or the consistency that a team like Rice Lake has, and that proved out, you know, as we got towards the fourth quarter.
And again, Superior 0-5 coming off a 42-0 loss at Menominee. They also lost to Wausau West 41-14, 43-0 at Stevens Point, a Stevens Point team that Chi-Hi began the season by beating 36-21 here. Superior also lost at home to River Falls 44-20 and lost to Eau Claire North September 13th 42-19. In 3 minutes, we're back in the Culver's Kickoff Show from DeRay for this homecoming. Some of the students head out on the field right now, and we'll hear from head coach Rob Scott, later from veteran head coach Chuck Rakovich. It's the Cards homecoming, trying to get back on the winning track against Superior tonight on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
All right, WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV, and I thought I had the interview ready to go, and for whatever reason for me here, some difficulties with that, so we're trying to get that squared away for you here on, my problem, I think. I think I can get that squared away, and there you go. Some problems would happen sometime in for Caleb tonight. So.
Yeah, we're having a season where we've had a tough time at times, and we're having trouble putting it together, but our team is continuing to grow, and we're in that stage right now, and we're looking to take a big step tonight.
Chi High was on the short end of a game at River Falls. You guys short end against Menominee last week. So kind of what was the emphasis on practice leading up to today?
We need to get back to fundamentals. Menominee is a very good team, and they were a part of the problem. And then us not playing very well was another part of the problem. And when you put those two things together, it looks how it looked. And so we need to get back to our fundamentals and try and be more who we are, and give great effort every play and play each play.
But Shahai presents some challenges, obviously. Offensive end Noah Potter, a good quarterback, and the Jacksons in the backfield.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Chippewa Falls is an excellent team, like they've had over the past few years. This team's different, but it's still excellent, and every team's a little different. And they pose their threats, and they really can really stress the defense, and they fly around like crazy on offense. And they're an excellent football team that's having an excellent season, and we certainly have a good challenge in front of us tonight.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Rob Scott, the head coach of Superior, back with head coach of the Cards, Chuck Rakovich, in a moment. It's homecoming on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Calvert Kickoff Show on FM 103.1 AM 680. Wogo.com at Cardinal TV. Chi High and Superior tonight. Head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, last week, a hard-fought game there in Rice Lake. How was your week of practice?
Well, you know, it's never as good as you want it to be, especially after you get beat. You know, the kids are down a little bit and coaches are down a little bit. But I think we rallied. I think we'll be okay. Mm-hmm.
Conference game against Superior here tonight. Now, obviously, emotions are high. I mean, the idea of homecoming is a celebratory scene, but can't overlook an 0-5 squad.
No, you know, I cautioned the guys all week about homecoming-itis, which has bitten us in the past, and I don't care what their record is. You know, I put it to you this way. If you were 0-5, how would you feel? Mm-hmm. Would you just want to show up and get beat? No, you're going to do your best because you want to get rid of that terrible taste of being winless. So they're going to come out here and play hard. I'll guarantee you they will.
Mm-hmm. Offensively for you guys, you still put 30 on the point in the defeat last week. So.
Well, offense seems to be doing well, but that's the thing about football. It's not one side. It's everything. It's mm-hmm. offense, defense, special teams. It's backups. It's a whole deal. And you can't win a game with unless you have all three of them in balance.
And what are you looking for maybe for a bounce back from your defense today?
Well, probably shouldn't say this, but we're banged up, man. We got, you know, we're not as healthy as we should be. So I got my fingers crossed. I hope we can hang on, and I hope the offense can outscore them.
Very good. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Head Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Back in a moment.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Building a
a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Alan Dunham back at DeRay Field. It's homecoming. Chi-High and Superior. Dave Hutzel will be on the sideline as the game unfolds. But time now for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Alan Superior, Chi-High, how about it?
You know, well, looking forward to a great contest here tonight on a Friday night. And, you know, as we get later in the season, the Friday night lights take effect a little bit sooner. What I'm looking for Chi-High is just some consistency, some good drives leading to points. Last week they really cleaned up the penalties. That's been hurting them all year, so love to see them stay out of the penalties. Turnovers, don't hurt yourself. And then on defense, you heard Rako say, hey, we got to outscore them because there's a lot of injuries on defense. So, but I look for a Burger team to always come out, be aggressive, play physical. The other side about injuries is you get new guys get a chance to play and get experience and see what they can do. So just looking for the defense to keep everything in front of them. Don't get up an easy big play. Make them earn everything they're going to get. And I'm looking forward to and confident about a Chi-High victory tonight.
Chad Berger, the talented, fiery defensive coordinator. And you did note a couple of those guys you're noting, Jackson Martin and Brett Krista, not going to be in action tonight.
Yeah, those are two very physical players, inside linebackers. And you just the BRC is such a physical conference. You know you're going to get some injuries, and hopefully we get those guys back for next week.
Long line of Cardinals lined up on the sideline, and the Spartans across the left end zone. As we wrap up the Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and wraps up the Culver's kickoff show. When we come back, it's the start of this contest. Chi-High in the home black with the white numerals and lettering, and Superior in the road white with the blue numerals and lettering. Chi-High and Superior, the Cardinals and the Spartans, coming next on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cardinal TV.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports. Adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook to order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Mark Halverson and Alan Dunham in the booth, and Dave Hutzler on the sideline. Chi-High and Superior, the Cardinal defense a little beat up. Dave, what did you see on the sideline as we're moments away from the kickoff here?
We've got plenty of guys with either a cast or some tape here and there. And a lot of that is just the game of football, but it hurts when your defense plays with two inside backers and our top two inside backers aren't on the field tonight. But we've got good dudes behind them, so I'm hoping to see a good game out of them. And plus, they get valuable experience like you guys were talking about before.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tanner Leno is the starting quarterback for the Spartans. So look for Leno. I got the pronunciation here tonight.
So that's a big key for the Spartans. With Coach Berger before the game, Leno hasn't played since their second game of the year. And looking at him down here, he looks more like a guy that we would like at tight end. He's a big body, and the Spartans like to run their quarterback. So we got to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, he goes 6'1", 206. So very good. All right, Dave on the sidelines for us all night long as Chahai's going to be kicking, and the Spartans off to our left will be receiving the kick. Well, Alan, you've been with the team, so who's the kicker here for Chaha?
You know what? We'll have to take a look and see what his number is, because
looks like 14.
Number 14. There we go. Sometimes there's a little
Jared
bit.
Jared Erickson. Well, I think he's the homecoming kick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then Kenya Castillo will do a lot of the field goal duties.
All right. Two return guys back here. Looks like Jace Rue may be one of them to the near side. So from right to left, the Cards to boot it. Here's Erickson. There's the kick from the 40. Good deep kick inside the 10, and it's fielded. And they're going to do a handoff and out to the 12-yard line. And there's the Chi-High tackler.
Nice job. Owen Hediger did a really good job on contain. They did a little reverse on the kickoff. And Hediger did a great job not going for the reverse action. Stayed in his lane and made a good tackle.
So Tanner Leno will get things going for the Spartans from the 15-yard line. As it's first and 10, thanks to Dave Hansen, not only a public address, but also he's keeping stats for us. Tonight we'll have his stats at halftime and in the postgame here on WOGO and Cardinal TV. All right, so the Spartans with two receivers off to the left, one off to the right. Leno in the pistol. He'll take it and run. The 15, he's the 20, past the 20 and knocked out of bounds. And there's that running ability you talked about, Dave Hutzler.
Yep, that is something we're going to have to take care of. We had a chance right away, but he looks to be a pretty good runner himself, you know, where he did a lot of that with his own legs.
Yep.
Oh, and wow.
And they're taking a quick snap, and the ball is fumbled at the tail end of the play, and the Cardinals on top of it.
I tell you what, Jackson Bolin made the first tackle, and now this run, the quarterback coming up the middle, Jackson Bolin in the secondary. You never want your safety to be the first guy a lot of times, but he held the runner up, whipped him to the ground, and the quarterback lost control of the football.
At the 39-yard line, Cardinal football, 39 yards from Pater. Dave Hutzler, what'd you see?
I had thought what I was watching is a really good gain on their second play, which it was. I didn't see who caused the fumble or anything like that.
From the 39 now, Cardinals waiting for the offense to get out there.
Now, we didn't have Caleb here to say how resplendent Chi-High is looking in their black jerseys. So I want to make sure I get that.
Yeah, thank you. All right, the Chi-High offense will get out there. Noah Potter, number 7 at quarterback. And that talented backfield with LeMay, number 1, and Bolin tonight with 0. Potter under center and in motion. There you're going to find back to pass. Potter, he's going to pass on the first one. Here comes the rush from Superior, and they're going to wrap him up for a loss of about 3 on the play. And that's going to be number 44 for the Spartans, Matthew Youngberg.
You know, not a bad idea. Play action pass. Try to get something deep. But Superior, nice job being disciplined. They didn't let anybody get free. And so Potter had wise decision not to throw it, didn't force anything.
Yeah.
Just take a loss and live for another day.
I like the surprise. I mean, you had to figure Superior's thinking they're going to run. And I would have thought. So second and 13 now from the Superior 42. Cardinals going right to left. And Potter going up under center again here on second down. But a full house backfield, three runners behind him. The pitch out, the deep side, and this is going to be LeMay. LeMay going to the outside, the 40, and he's going to gain about four on the play. Knocked out at the 38 on the far side.
Unfortunately, a little bit of laundry out there. Penalty, but I like the idea. Do you have two fullbacks and you toss to LeMay, the deep back, and just let him try to find a hole out there and see what he can do?
Yeah, Caleb Moen on the tackle for Superior, 6'5", 185-pound linebacker, and they're going to mark it off from the line of scrimmage, the 42, so it's against the Cardinals. And so you lost three on the sack, and now you take an additional 10. So instead of second and 13, it's second and 23 from the Cardinal 48. Well, Dave Hutzler, what happened to that good field position?
Yeah, we're kind of going the wrong way, but I got a feeling we're going to be all right. We got some explosive playmakers.
Second and 23 now for the Cardinals from their own 48, 10:39 to go. Three receivers off to the left, including LeMay on the inside. And from the pistol, this is Potter. He'll look over the – he's got his receiver, and there's a completion at the 44 to Sam Hebert. And Hebert able to gain back some of that yardage.
Yeah, same. Hebert just kind of ran an in route, and Potter was able to find him. Not a lot of room to run afterwards, but he was able to get about 8 yards on that play.
So able to go from the 48 to about the inside the 43-yard line, so maybe even nine for the Cardinals. And third and 14 now, so got to get down, remember, to the 29-yard line. They started from the 39. After that fumble, early on, second play. Handoff coming to the
there
near side. The Cardinals busting this one to Bolin. Bolin going to go out of bounds, short of the first down, I believe.
No, it looks like they're spotting him past the line to gain.
First down, all right. Well, terrific run for Bolin that time. They needed 14, and he got it. Got it 15 that time. So the first down for either team tonight.
They've run about four plays, and they've had four different offensive sets. That time it was a sweep left to Bolin. He was able to get the first down. Great blocking.
Cardinals now on the handoff at the backfield to LeMay. Oh, LeMay's going to halfback option it, and he's incomplete when a flag is thrown.
Oofed up.
My goodness.
I think we had a lineman downfield, unfortunately. But that play was open initially. LeMay didn't have his hands on the ball enough to be able to throw it. He had to wait. He gave the defense time to catch up.
Have you seen him throw that this year?
Bolin, no, we have not seen that play. Bolin did a great job of getting up there and knocking it away.
So going into the bag of tricks for the Cardinals early, and now they'll mark this on second penalty. So 15 yards in penalties on the Cards so far early in this homecoming game. 9:25 to go first quarter, and Chi-High and Superior scoreless. Second and first and 15 now from the 33 for the Cardinals. Under center, Potter.
Oh, we got them.
And another whistle and more flags.
So I see, okay, it looks like now they're getting their traditional double wing, double tight.
Yeah.
This time they were going to try to get LeMay to the outside. And I think that's a good strategy. Let's try to get our fast backs out to the edge and see what they can do.
First 5 yard penalty against the Spartans, so we get that yardage back. And back at it for the Cards, the big fella. Beckett Thatcher, the center, 260-pounder for Chippewa, as Potter is under center, assessing things. Lone runner behind him, two in the wing, and there's the handoff up the middle. The Cardinals in a good dash, bursting right through the seam is Drake Dakin for the Cardinal first down inside the 10.
Yeah, and that's what you do. You hit him on the edges, and then every once in a while you pop one up the middle when you start to cheat outside. Dakin did a great job finding that seam and a good job by the center guard combo.
20-yard run all the way to the 8. Cardinals second first down. And now first and goal for Chippewa. And, of course, that means they're in the Johnson Roloff red zone. We'll tell you more about them in a moment. From the 8-yard line now, Potter under center. Handoff again He'll take it up the left side. Touchdown. There it is, number 20, Drake Dakin. Back-to-back handoffs, and the Cards lead it 6-0.
Again, a great job by the offensive line, just dominating the superior defensive line. Dakin did a good job weaving through traffic and was able to get it across the end zone, the goal line.
So a 20-yard run for a first down, an 8-yard touchdown run, and the Cardinals grab the lead with 8:50 to go first quarter, and barely give me time to talk about being in the Johnson Roloff Red Zone, your local dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposable services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Ball down, Erickson the boot. It's on the way, and it's good. 7-0 Cardinals. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yeah! Cardinals getting ready to boot it here, and Erickson. Yeah, I saw the crown on him before the game. So as they were doing some of the homecoming festivities, and down to about the 4-yard line, and they're going to do the reverse again. Superior
fake reverse this time. Good job maintaining everybody's lanes on that kickoff, to keep them within the 15-yard line again.
And again, Superior, maybe that signs of the struggles they've had, that fumble on the second play. And it was a good gainer, too, that they had the fumble in that first possession.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a help, because their first two runs were pretty solid, looking very promising for their offense. And, of course, we know that we have some new guys in on defense. They're adjusting. So you get those two plays, you get a chance to adjust. I know they're watching that film on the TVs down on the sideline.
And Lino takes it from the pistol, and he's looking for a running lane and not seeing it. And all sorts of black jerseys surrounding him, swarming him there.
Number nine, Braden Jaquish was the first one to get hands on, and then two, three other defenders swarm him for the loss.
And, boy, they don't like to huddle at all. They do a second down, and he's going to fake it, but he handed it off up the middle. And a short gain that time for the Superior ball carrier, and looked to be number... Was it Lino again? I don't know.
Looks like a handoff to his fullback. I'm not sure who that was. Oh, we got caught.
Now Lino's going to take it, and there's an incomplete pass off to number 8, intended for Liam Flores, the 5'9 junior.
We made a late substitution. I wasn't sure if where they're going to catch us with 12 men on the field, but apparently we got off in time.
This hurry-up is quite challenging, as it creates a 4th and 8 now from the 16. So I just had the 2 yards on the run earlier.
We loved it when Memorial did it. We had like 5 possessions in the first quarter.
So they did a similar hurry-up like this. Yeah,
They did.
Huh. I mean, I guess you're trying to get the advantage. The other thing is, can you pull it off, right?
That's exactly right. You put a lot of stress on your defense.
And on their offense even, try to execute it.
For sure.
But your defense, you're right, because you don't have the ball very long.
Yeah, there's no rest, and you're constantly on the field.
All right, so now back to punt are the Spartans. There's a high snap, and the boot that time looked to be from... And the Cardinals, a little fumble, but a recovery out inside of Superior territory by number 2.
Or 12, Jalen Smith.
Okay. So Jalen, the junior, 5'11", 170. Again, fantastic field position here, Dave Hutzler, for the Cards again.
Looks like we'll be taken over at the 48.
My apologies, Dave. I didn't have you ready to go there. So.
Can you hear me now?
Gotcha, yeah.
Yes, that's great. A great turn of the field there, holding them, forcing that punt. Let's see if we can get another score right here.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. You know, get the 48-yard line of Superior for the Cardinals. With Potter under center, three backs behind him. Hand off to the deep back, and running off on the left side, it's going to be LeMay. LeMay down that left sideline, and first down short of the 30-yard line.
LeMay does such a beautiful job of not being greedy and bouncing it out right away. He knows he wants to eventually get out, but he stays patient, and he sucks the guy on defense in, and then he bounces out once he's got that man committed to the inside.
6 foot, 185-pound running back, and the Cardinals now from the 35 after the 13-yard gain. Potter under center this time to LeMay again. LeMay picking his hole and now trying to cut back and trying to lean forward. Yeah, push back about the 31, 32-yard line. See where they mark it.
I think they're getting him 5 yards on that. That time it was he got exactly what was blocked for. They got a nice push, but Superior did a good job putting everything together.
Yeah, the good forward progress all the way out to the 30, creating a second and five for Potter and company. And keeping your eye on LeMay, he's had back-to-back carries off in the left wing now. Running back behind Potter and another to the right. In motion. Potter handoff.
That's Dakin again.
Dakin's going to pound his way close to the 25-yard line, just short of that first down. Very close, depending on the mark.
Looks like we're going to have third and about a foot.
Yeah, it's very short. So, again, the Cardinal ground game is doing what it wants to here.
That time was a little delayed handoff. The action was coming left side, and then they handed back to Dakin coming up the middle.
Third and very short now. With Dakin right behind Potter and LeMay off to the left. In motion. Handoff coming around off the right wing, and this is going to be Boland. Boland for the first down and more inside of the Johnson Roloff red zone, inside of the 15-yard line.
This time Boland was lined up at the right wing back. They start him in motion, then the handoff to him is just trying to race to the edge, and Boland with his speed and good blocking by the left tackle to pin the defensive end, and he was able to get that corner.
Nice job by Boland, and down to the 13-yard line now, where it'll be first and 10. Another Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. From the 13, Potter in the pistol. He'll take it. And rolling to his right, looking to run. Now he's going to pass.
Caught it.
What a catch. Touchdown for Jackson LeMay. He bobbled it and gets into the end zone, and the Cardinals lead it 13-0.
That was a play. This is the first time that I can recall anyway. It looked like a true RPO action where it's a run-pass option.
Yeah.
And Potter had the ball.
Flag is down.
Oh, no.
I think we're going to have a man downfield. Legal man downfield.
That is so tough because you want to give a run signal. So you're run blocking, but you can only go down the field 3 yards. If you go past 3 yards and you pass the ball, then it's a legal downfield. But what a great call. Completely had the defense fooled. We'll definitely come back to that, I would think.
Potter looked like he had run on his mind, but now from the 18, we'll see.
And what a catch by LeMay.
Yeah.
That ball almost went by him. He stuck out a hand, was able to flag
Absolutely.
It down.
All right, now from the 18-yard line, first and 15 for the Cardinals. There's the handoff. Is it Dakin? Looks like his body type.
I think that's going to be Boland.
Okay. Really hammering against multiple Spartans. Yeah, it is zero. Jackson Boland, second leading carrier, second most active carrier for the Cards, gets it down to really just a yard to the 17. He worked hard for that yard.
Yeah, that was what we call our crisscross. LeMay got the ball first and hands off to Boland. Unfortunately, blocking wasn't there, and he ran into a wall of white jerseys.
Second and 14 from the 17 for the Cardinals. Potter in the pistol. One running back with him is LeMay, just to his right. He'll take it. Looking. He's got a receiver and a left sideline and a completion down at about the 9-yard line for number 5 for the Cardinals, Sam Hebert, his second grab of the night. Short of the first down, but a good gain. To the 9-yard line. So third and 5, basically. You got to get to the 4.
What was the gain on that one?
That was it went from about the 13-yard gain. No, they got him at the 9. I'm sorry, 8. 8-yard gain.
8 yards, eight yard
gain.
Okay.
All right, so Potter under center now with LeMay off to the left. The two wing backs. And it's going to be Dakin who's going to pound up the middle and get the first down.
Really nice job. Good job blocking by that left side of the line, opening up a hole for Dakin on that fullback dive again. And he was able to just keep ahead of the pursuit and fall forward for enough yards to have a first down.
The fourth first down for the Cardinals on the night. And now knocking on the door from the 3-yard line, and a good gain for Dakin on that play.
He does not have many carries this season, as he's about the third fullback, I would say. But with the injuries, he's getting a lot of action so far and really making the most of it.
So now from the 3-yard line, the clock just inside of 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Cardinals knocking on the door here in the Johnson Roloff red zone. From the 3-yard line. Potter. And a timeout is called.
We had two fullbacks, Owen King and Jake Braden Jaquish.
All right, we'll take a half a minute timeout. Back in a moment here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then,
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgalla. 839-0707 or Wirzgalla.com.
Back at Durant, Mark Halverson, Alan Dunham, and Dave Hutzler on the sideline. And what do you think, guys? What did you see? Were they going to run a wildcat there with LeMay as to take the snap?
What I heard when they were coming off, one of our players said, "We don't know the play." So that was actually a very good timeout.
All right. It looks like LeMay ready to receive the snap. Here we go now. And LeMay's going to take it, run up the middle, juking up the middle, and he's going to get in for the score, and the Cardinals take a 13-0 lead with 4:14 to go first quarter on homecoming Friday night.
Now, like you said, they had LeMay lined up in wildcat shotgun formation. He takes the snap, but Owen King had motioned out to the right side. Nobody went with him. He was wide open. It's a future thing to think about for a pass to him, but he is so quick, LeMay is, and he was able to juke and jive his way into the end zone.
Yep. And Dakin had scored the earlier touchdown with 8:50 to go, and this one comes with 4:14 in period number one. And we got a different kicker this time.
Yeah, now we have Kenya Castillo.
Yep. And this one's no good. So 13-0, we'll take a break. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Cards up 13.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From DeRay Field, Mark Halverson, Alan Dunham, and Dave Hutzler as the Cards lead at 13-0. The touchdown run by LeMay a moment ago. And there's the boot by Erickson. Boy, he's good at kickoffs. It's inside the 10, about the 7, 8-yard line, and taken by number 8, Liam Flores.
Oh, Petska.
On the far side, and they'll get him down about the 19 or so.
Nice job. Colton Petska running down there along with number 18, Mitchell Protsetsky, making that tackle.
So it'll be interesting, guys, to see what they come out with as a quarterback, because the last series they actually had number 10, Carson Smith, taking the snaps, while Leno actually was lined up as a wingback.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I was a little bit late to the party on that, but, yeah, that's why I was fooled the time that I thought it was Leno is actually how to say it, but I thought it was – so let's see – And it's Leno now back at quarterback, and the handoff pounds it from the 19 out to about the 23 or so. As the ball carrier is number 22, Maxon Luzajic. And again, they continue with this hurry up, which is challenging, even for us broadcasters. Second and six now. The pistol, and now they're going to run on the far end and close to their first down of the night. And that was Leno was the carrier on that one, but now he goes back at the quarterback position. And they get their first down of the night, and a little pass off on the sideline, just a short gain.
Yeah, Colton Petzka got...
Jace Rue with the catch.
Sorry, Colton Petzka out there on the deep. Your defensive end in this defense, you've got to stretch out there, and you've got to cover those short passes. Good effort by Colton.
Second down and long, and they're going to run it up the middle. This time, and again, they get the Maxon Luzajic, the sophomore running back, 5'10", 190, and another first down. So two first downs for Superior on this possession to the 43-yard line.
Trying to go
deep. Leno's going to go deep on the right sideline, incomplete, intending that one for Liam Flores. And the Cardinals with Jackson LeMay in pursuit there. Good coverage.
I like what they did. A little play-action pass. They went deep down the right sideline. LeMay was step-for-step with him, and the ball was just overthrown.
I'm not used to it. Maybe you guys saw this against Memorial Good with it. It's kind of freaking me out. No huddle. Like, continually. And now the quarterback, Leno, is going to take it up the middle for a short gain across the 45 to about the 47. A Superior going left to right.
Landon Zelms, number 94. Good job getting pursuit and hanging on to legs, bringing down the running back or the quarterback.
Do they have it? They have two number 13s out there.
No, it's number 43. It's just the numbers on their jerseys look pretty close.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that.
Because the number 1 on 13 is kind of a different kind of one where it comes down quite
a bit. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, thank you. So the other guy, 43, is Eli Moe. So we have a timeout. We'll take a break here back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Luzajic with a carry out past the 50 to the Cardinal 49. And again, Superior in the hurry up on a 4th and 2.
Oh, nice job.
And the Cardinals stop him, and they get the ball back at midfield. And they went to Luzajic again. He's become a workhorse, but after a couple of first downs that possession, Spartan stop. Dave Hutzler, what'd you see?
Well, I saw on the play before that what I thought was a very obvious and easy-to-call holding out on the edge, I believe on against Colton Petzka. They missed that. They didn't call that. But our defense got stout. And that's been our calling card for the last several years. When we need the D comes through.
Rising up there, Alan.
Yeah, number 94, especially Landon Zelms. Good job getting penetration and blowing that up in the backfield.
From midfield now for Noah Potter and company, the senior number 7 out there to lead the Cardinals, 5'11", 175-pounder with LeMay off in the left wing. And in motion, and this is going to be Bolin. Bolin coming around the near side, takes the turn at the 50, and still inbounds, and gets the first down close to the 35-yard line. And another Cardinal first down.
Jackson Bolin, again, just taking that ball from the right wing back position and just taking his time, being really patient, looking for holes in the line. Did a really good job sustaining their blocks, and he's able to get around that corner for a pickup of 15 yards on first down.
Fantastic, all the way to the 35. And now Potter under center. They're on the near side. Two backs directly behind and a deep back. Fake handoff and then rolling. Potter. Potter is scrambling away. He's got pursuit, and they're going to get him for a sack. Loss of about 9 or 10 on the play back to the 44 or 45-yard line.
Yeah, there they – that time, you know, which is a good time. Try a pass here or there, but Sapir's been very consistent and disciplined on defense. Even on the play-action pass, they're not biting on it, and they are maintaining their keys and covering up those receivers. Potter had nowhere to go with it, dancing around a little bit, and Superior defense was able to catch up with him.
Loss of 8 on the play, so 2nd and 18 from the Superior 43. Chahai going right to left. 1:25 left first quarter, leading it 13-0. They got a fumble on the second play of the game and turned that into a touchdown and scored on their last possession as well. 2nd and 18, Potter under center. Double wing. Taking his time. And maybe too much time. I don't know.
Yes, delay a game is the initial call.
Yeah. I certainly, you're up 13-0. You want to take time, but and that, you know, taking a second and what is it, 13? Well, a little bit longer now. Yeah, wow, 2nd and 23 is what they got on the board. So, yeah, that's what it is.
We've tried a couple kind of trick plays, some things getting away from just our basic offense, and those have kind of hurt us a little bit. But this is a good game to try some of those things. But now we'll just get back to our bread and butter.
Kind of like the Packers, too many penalties. It's 25 yards of penalties for Chahai so far tonight. And Potter from the pistol, flushed out of the pocket, running to the left, and now trying to cut back, looking for some daylight. Not a lot to be had, and a very minimal gain for the Cardinals. And they say keep the clock running as he inside of 45 seconds left in the quarter. So the Cardinals facing a 3rd and long from the 46-yard line of Superior. They need to get to the 26. So
it's always a hard thing when you have a negative play to start off the drive. Then you have a penalty.
Yep.
Now you're kind of behind the sticks, as right. they say. And now they got a long 3rd down.
3rd and 20. They need to get to the 26. Potter from the pistol. He'll take it. Looks over to the right. He's got a forward pass to Hebert. Hebert now. Not a lot of gain at all.
That was really close. He nearly got to the edge to get behind the
defense.
It's
a loss. A loss of yardage. It was from the 46 back to the 48. And so credit the Superior defense. They really stood up.
Nice job after that initial 15-yard carry by Boland. They really stiffened up, and they've got a lot of pride in themselves, too.
Loss of 3 on the play. Again, that would have, you know, in your mind, you go, hey, if you score again, you can make it 20-0. But that's going to do it for the first quarter. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. Cardinals lead at 13-0. WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The Cardinals in a punting situation, and there's the boot from Colin Clary, the
check
junior.
Up. Yes.
And goes out of bounds at about the 10 or 11 yard line.
Really nice job.
Yeah, it
nice,
was good.
Nice punt by Clary, and it kind of checked up like I wish my 9-iron would. Sat there about the 10 yard line. Looks like they're in a spot at the 9, maybe even the 8.
Yeah, that's excellent. I mean, again, didn't allow a return, and Superior backed up here, and now we need that Cardinal defense. You know, down a couple of guys to some injuries with Krista and Martin not out there, but nice to see them take a stand here if they could.
Now, Superior, they started inside the 20, all 3 possessions, whereas Chahai started the Superior 39, Superior 48, and at midfield.
Cardinals have won the the field position game for sure. And lead on the scoreboard just early second quarter, leading it first and 10 from the 8-yard line now for Leno, the quarterback. He drops it. Loose ball on the ground. Who's got it? It looks like maybe Superior got back on top.
They were able to fall right on, but he took his eyes off the ball immediately to look for a place to run.
Yeah.
And the ball hit the turf.
And they'll do the hurry up again, but this time from the 6-yard line, second and 12 for the Spartans. And Leno calling the play. Got to be very attentive. He's going to run it himself off the left tackle, but not a lot doing. And there's that Cardinal defense causing problems.
Nice job. It looked like number 52, Braden Hagman, was in on the play early.
And it did look like maybe Tatum Clark rather than 13 Leno. And there's the handoff, and a big fella goes around the right side, kind of surprising the Cardinals out close to the first down at the 18, but I think he's still a little bit short.
That'll be all about the spot. A nice job.
Look like big number 89, Beckett Seldon. He walked by me in warm-ups. He's a big dude, 6'4", 212 pounds.
Oh, they're going to give him the first down.
Wow. All right, so a good run and of about 10 yards, and they get the first down with 10:56 to go here until halftime. And there's a flag thrown on the play as they ran it out of the pistol, and then advancing on the carry was Tatum Clark, the 5'11", 188-pound junior running back, number three. But we're bringing it back, I believe. It's against Superior. What do you see, Dave?
Well, there's a lot of times when a play pops for a good gain, there is a reason.
Yeah, right.
And there was a reason on that one.
Yeah. I heard an offensive lineman who's a color analyst say last weekend, he's like, there's holding on every play. You got to know how to do it. All right, so that backs them up to the 8-yard line where it should be first and 20 now for the Spartans. And there's the snap, and they'll try to get it out of there. They're going with Tatum Clark quite a bit here. 5'11", 188-pounder, number three.
Colton Petzka again on the tackle.
And again, this hurry-up continues. I mean, that wasn't just an occasional. They continue this way. Leno looks now. He's going to try to run out of it. There's another flag thrown. It must be laundry night here along with homecoming.
I wonder if we get a sponsorship from a drug
dealer. Yeah. Oh, no. We should totally try. Yeah.
That usually, when it's the back judge like that, it's usually a hold.
Cardinals leading at 13-0 here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Got an update, 14-13 Rice Lake over New Richmond in that battle tonight.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Junior Will Swenson with a 3-yard touchdown reception on fourth and goal.
That penalty is declined. We'll play third down.
10:25 to go here in the second quarter, third and 13. For the Spartans, from the pistol, looking to throw out of it. Leno rolling to the right. Now he'll look to run, and incomplete. He fired it down into the ground, coming up well short of his intended receiver. Looked to be Caleb Moen.
Good job by the Chi-High defense. Everybody maintained their responsibilities. All the receivers were covered up. They had the edge covered so that Leno could not get outside for a run. And he ended up just kind of, like you said, chucking into the dirt to get rid of the ball.
They did get one first down, but then the Cards turning it back. And so they're, again, in position to get that great field position yet again for Chuck Rakovich's crew as number 12 is back deep. Jalen Smith, the junior. He's going to be one of the big runners next year with these seniors graduating?
Yeah, he should be one of their main receivers next year.
Oh, block punt! Out of there with it, and Dayton's going to take it in for a touchdown.
Yes.
Dakin takes it in for a touchdown, and the Cardinals lead it 19-0 with 10:09 to go in the half.
Number 10, Colin Clary, our own punter and linebacker, was able to get off the edge and lay out beautifully and block that punt.
And the Cardinals lead it 19-0.
And Jake Bush was right there to pick it up and bring it across the end zone. Beautiful.
Again, coach talking about all the dimensions in the pregame. He said, you know, you need the offense, defense, special teams. Well, there's the special teams shining bright on that one. And how about a night for Dakin? He scored one and then runs in a block punt.
Oh, was that Dakin that had that?
I thought he ran
Excuse
it in.
Excuse me. Okay, beautiful.
I could be wrong.
I didn't see who it was.
I believe it was Dakin, yes.
Yeah, okay. At least I'm not saying he blocked it. He ran it in, though. Two-point conversion now. And LeMay is going to toss in the left corner of the end zone, and he's got his receiver, Sam Hebert, in the Cardinals 21 zip. We're back in a minute with the kickoff on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
How's that for excitement? A block punt. I mean, again, the Cards were preparing for good field position. A block punt. They run it in. They get the two-point pass, and it's got to be deflating for Superior. They lost 42-0 last week to Menominee. They trailed 21-0 here. There's the boot by Erickson, and this one's not quite as deep, to about the 10-yard line and the far sideline. And here's the return. Superior out close to the 30 on the far side, and that's where they'll take over, trailing in a big hole here, 21-0. Guys, what do you think?
On that two-point conversion, I love that they had Jackson LeMay in the Wildcat, shotgun. He receives it. Instead of running it in, he takes a step like it's a run, but then he finds Hebert in the corner of the end zone. A nice pop pass where only Hebert could get to it, and really like that play call.
I feel like those guys have maybe done that on the playground before in their life.
Yes.
I think that block punt TD is a special treat for the homecoming crowd here tonight. And Lino on the handoff up the middle, but a lot of black jerseys. But then the runner able to pop free there for the Spartans, Tatum Clark, to get a gain. I don't know. It looked like he was stopped in the middle, Dave, and then he popped free. But he looks a little hobbled now.
Yeah, I think Coach Berger is probably not going to be super happy with our tackling effort there. And we all know that. You got to wrap him up.
Yep. Gain of 6 on the play, second down. And they fake it to Clark again. And then Lino, the quarterback's going to Lino himself close to a first down.
Jake Bush did a good job from the linebacker position to come in and make that tackle right at the first down sticks.
Fourth first down of the night for the Spartans. Chahai has 5, but Chahai leads a 21 zip from the 39-yard line. Clark on the handoff. He pounds through that Chahai defense, and he runs for a first down all the way into Chahai territory, past the 50 to the 49-yard line. And a good run of 12 yards for Tatum Clark.
A little Cale Sayers there, wasn't him? He was galloping through.
Somebody's
that line.
Down for the Spartans. Slow to get up.
Looks like Clark is cramping.
Yeah, he was, even on the last play, he was, a couple of plays ago, he was a little hobbled.
Very physical runner.
Go deep.
All right, and so they're going to come out and give him a little bit of medical attention. That will allow me to talk to you about, from joint replacements to neural surgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic, brain, and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, online at cvosm.com. All right, to the Chahai 49, and yeah, you guys know Berger. He was giving his defense probably an earful on that one.
I would guess so, because, you don't want to get complacent when you get a lead and then, let a team back into it.
All right, from the Cardinal 49 now, going right to left, 9:17 to go here in the first half. And a different ball carrier this time. It's going to be Maxton Luzajic, and Luzajic with a short gain. Up the middle, he goes for about 3, 2nd and 7 for this continued hurry-up offense of Superior, just continuing to throw some people's rhythm off. And the, great pursuit that time. Let's give credit where credit is due, because they handed it to Dominic Lyons, the 6'3", 230-pound tight end, and Cards were having none of it.
Yeah, Colin Clary was immediately all over that play, and then Zenner came in from the linebacker position to help clean up.
Yeah, so that creates the third down and 11 now, backed up to the 50-yard line. And Leno is going to rifle one off to the right side. He's got his receiver, and he's going to run close to the first down. It looks like it was number 8, Liam Flores. Flores, very close. He had to get to the 39. He's short.
Yeah, he's somehow
2 yards short.
He found enough room there to wiggle up for a nice gain, and then Hediger was able to knock him out of bounds.
Fourth and 2 from the 41. Big play for the Cardinals here. Leno getting the call from the sideline. One wing back on the left, and he's going to hand it off on the left side and trying to stretch this thing out and go for it is Luzajic, and he looks like he got it.
Yep.
And the Cardinal defense not able to keep him from it. Simon Fish, the defensive back, coming up. Got to the 39, but it was enough for the first down. That's their sixth first down. I now have them for one more first down than Chippewa, but 0 points. And now Leno again from the pistol with the handoff on the right side. They're going to go back to the play. The Cardinals stopped a moment ago. Dominic Lyons this time, and then knocked back after some forward progress. And so it looks like for the Cardinals, one of the guys getting off the bottom there, Landon Zelms, 6 foot, 200-pound senior. They're going to give him that forward progress to the 35. So second and 5 or so. And there's the handoff up the middle, and this is going to go to Tatum Clark. Well, they are mixing up the ball carriers now quite a bit.
Well, they just continue to pound the middle. Chase Hansen that time making a nice effort to get off his block and make the tackle.
So you guys have seen these cars, but there's no time for us to talk between plays. My goodness. All right, third and short now. Leno from the pistol again. He's going to take it himself. He wants to get that first down, and he did. The third first down this drive. And Superior is moving the ball, and 7:16 to go until halftime.
Somehow Braden Hagman was able to make that tackle from his knees.
Yeah, and first and 10 from the 28-yard line. And Lino's going to rifle one. He's got his receiver off on the right side. It's Flores again. And Flores into the red zone, and another first down.
Quarterback did a good job of using a pump fake on that, making the defensive back think he's going to go deep. And so he backed off on his coverage, and it was open underneath for a first down.
Well, if the Cardinals want to keep a shutout going, they need to stiffen here. Leno in the pocket, looking now at almost like a quarterback draw, and he'll run it out close to the 5, maybe the 6-yard line before the Cards converge on him there.
I think you're exactly right. He dropped back to pass.
Yep.
None of the receivers were looking back at him, and then he took off. I think that was a designed quarterback run.
Simon Fish then going up, and it's second and 2 from the 6 for Superior, but whistle. We get a timeout.
I think Chip was going to – oh, no, is there Superior?
All right, so we've got a timeout. We'll take just a 30-second break. Back in a moment. Superior knocking on the door of scoring, trying to get on the scoreboard here. WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV on Homecoming.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
All right, Superior has moved the best drive of the night for them. 4 first downs, and they have really mixed it up. Leno, the quarterback, multiple ball carriers. And, again, this hurry-up offense.
Yep. The Chi-High defense really on their heels there. That was a good timeout to resettle everybody and refocus.
Second and 2 from the 6 as they go right to left. Leno calls for it out of the pistol. He'll fake. He'll toss a little toss into the end zone, and there's the touchdown. As he gets it to 43, Dominic Lyons, and it's 21-6.
Boy, nice job. I don't know how tall he is, but they found a little play-action pass and just a little pop pass to the tight end, threw it up high.
Lyons is 6'3".
6'3". It was almost like a little box out, and he was able to jump up high and grab the football for a touchdown.
Well, that was then Superior. It was like enough is enough, right? After losing 42-0 last week and down 21-0, they really responded. Now they're going to try to go for two out of a miscue on the snap. Running around with it, there's a little toss and incomplete. And that was the holder, Liam Flores. We'll take a minute break. Back with the kickoff in a moment. 6:35, middle of the second quarter. Cards still lead at 21-6 over Superior. Homecoming, WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
All right, well, Superior on the scoreboard, and for those who thought, oh, we're just going to quickly get it to 35 and running clock, not so fast.
Yeah, Superior, one of the things that's consistent about their teams, and we play them over the years, they're a physical team, they play hard. They maybe haven't had the most talent in the league, but they're always going to come out there and play with a lot of effort, and we certainly saw that this last series.
But I would say now you got to be concerned for Chai. This is a really important possession. I mean, you don't do something with this one, all of a sudden Superior gets the ball. You could have a one-score game before halftime.
Yeah, it's definitely not what you're looking for tonight.
All right, the clock at 6:35 left in the first half, and there's an onside kick, and the Cardinals recover it, and then they fumble it, and then they go, going off to the races. The Cardinals racing into the end zone. Touchdown for Ian Denning, and Chai Hai on the onside kick scores. Unbelievable.
Boy, that was just a great heads-up play by Denning. They caught everybody off surprise with the onside. But Ian Denning, he picked it up. He said, I'm not falling on this, baby. I'm taking it to the house.
That's the danger, I guess, isn't it? But if you know, he just picked it up, and he bobbled a little bit and then kept going. What'd you see, Dave?
That was ridiculous. So how Superior didn't have a guy, like, assigned to hit Denning, I don't know. But what I didn't see is if the ball had traveled 10 yards yet or not. I think he was smart. I think he just picked it up early. So they can't touch it within 10 yards. He just picked it up early and started running. That was crazy.
Fantastic play by number 11, Ian Denning, a 5'9", 162-pound senior. You're going to remember that the rest of his life. 27-6 now, and the Cardinals looking for two here. And running it, LeMay right up the middle, and I don't know. The Cardinals are saying yes, no. The ref says no.
I've never seen a headlock tackle like that before. I mean, that's about as close to horse collar as it gets.
Yeah. And so we'll take just a 30-second timeout. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dan Pulse with Pulse Glass and Mirror.
And I'm Dave Check with the Check Law Office.
You've heard our ads over the years on WOGO.
We wanted you to know how it all got started.
Dave and I played on Chuck Rakovich's first two BRC championship teams,
1987 and 1988.
Over the years, we continued to team up.
I've used Pulse Glass and Mirror for some pretty outstanding glass work in my home and office.
And we've used the Check Law Office for our legal needs.
We both continue to be huge fans of Chai Hai Athletics.
And as football alums, Rako and the Cards will always have a special place in our hearts.
We advertise on WOGO during the games because WOGO brings the games to the fans.
Come to the games, listen to the games, support the Cards.
We will continue to support our community, our teams, and each other. That is what teammates do.
Thank you for supporting us over the years, and thank you for supporting the Cards.
Together, we are rooting for the Cards to have another outstanding season under Coach Rako.
Go Cards!
And they're having an outstanding night, leading at 27-6. Mark Howerson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler down on the sideline. And, boy, I was surprised by the onside kick, and then you get the touchdown run. I got to tell you, I've been a football fan all my life. I have not seen a lot of onside kick returns for touchdowns. There's the boot to the 10 on the far side. The Spartans with the return. And running that one back for Superior looked to be Jace Rue, the 5'10", 168-pound junior. Out about the 25 where it'll be first and 10. Well, that takes a little bit of fire out of Superior, doesn't it? I mean, after the wonderful drive they had.
Yeah, what a response to that. I mean, Mark, you're talking about a potential of this becoming a one-score game. And then just like that, Ty High gets a touchdown off of special teams.
And now the onus back on Superior because they get the ball back. And if they don't do much, then all of a sudden Ty High gets closer to that potential running clock. So
we've got a punt block touchdown. We've got a kickoff return touchdown.
A lot of excitement in this homecoming game here tonight. And there's the handoff up the middle. And the Cardinals, some good gang tackling for a loss.
Nice job by the defense that time, really handling the offensive line, and the linebackers able to fill.
Tatum Clark, the ball carrier, loss of one, second and 11 for the Spartans from their own 24. 6 minutes left, middle point of the second quarter, and Lino is going to take it up the middle, and the hard-running quarterback gets a first down all the way past the 35. He's a talented runner. You said earlier, Dave Hutzler, that he hadn't played since earlier in the season, and he's certainly welcome back for them tonight on a 13-yard run and another first down. I got that as their ninth first down. He'll take it from the pistol. And the handoff coming our way, and again, they're trying to run this tight end from time to time. Big number 43, Dominic Lyons.
Yeah, he's a load, too, so we definitely got to get rally to the ball on that and get some help.
So he gets it up to the 40-yard line, second and 7. Lino and Cardinals trying to get some pass rush. Flag is thrown. He'll charge up the middle up to the 45.
Yeah, that's going to be a hold against number 94 for us on the defensive line. Landon Zelmsman all over the place tonight, and that time they got caught holding him.
Way to spot it, Alan. You're eating your carrots, I think. He'll mark it off from the 40. And the 10-yard, again, that's only the second penalty of the night on Superior, and 15 yards in penalties compared to the 25 for Chippewa. Halftime, Rice Lake is leading 14-13 over New Richmond in the battle for first place in the BRC. How about that one? Lino from the pistol runs it out of there again. Even when he goes back to pass, run is the first option, guys. And he runs it back to the 40-yard line. So he makes up the lost yardage from the penalty.
I mean, this seems like a one receiver option routes where if it's not there, he's pulling it down and he's running it.
And again, he's a pretty good-sized guy. Tanner Lino, 6'1", 206-pound senior for Coach Rob Scott from the pistol. He takes it. Here comes the rush, and he's going to run it again. I mean, he loves the quarterback draw, and that one is a first down. And that's going to be their 10th of the night. Trailing at 27-6 to Chippewa. Block, punt touchdown, and a onside kick touchdown for the Cardinals with 4.5 minutes to go.
If he gets any kind of momentum, he's a tough man to bring down.
Yeah, to their own 48-yard line, 52 yards from a score. But chewing up clock again. They've done this multiple back-to-back possessions now to the 50. And a short gain there for Lino.
This time, Colton Petchka racing off the edge was able to get to his legs before he got the momentum going. He leans forward for just a 2-yard gain.
Proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WDOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Hey, I snuck that in between Superior plays. That's hard to do. From the 50-yard line, second and 8 for Lino and the Spartans. Cardinals trying to get in there in the pass rush. He's going to heave a deep ball down the right sideline and incomplete. Not a lot of pass completions for Superior.
No, but that actually looked like he hit that window. He was waiting on it.
But some double coverage over there.
Yeah, it was double coverage. But I would, on the replay, I'd be surprised to see if that didn't actually make it to his hands. But
you know, I thought it did. It went through him, though.
Very good coverage over there by the Chi-High defenders.
From the 50-yard line now, it's 3rd and 8 for Superior with 3:47 left, first half of this homecoming game on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Ooh.
And there's the Cardinal defense in pursuit, trying to limit him from the first down effort on the ground. And they did, and it's going to create a 4th and short that I imagine they'll go for it.
Yeah, number 13, Hediger.
Tatum Clark again, the ball carrier.
A big hit.
Yeah, so the 5-yard gain. Oh, no, and offsides in the Cardinals. And the dismay here in the Cardinal section, because they, and Superior gets the free 5 yards.
On fourth down, fourth and four or so, or fourth and five, yeah. We give them a free five.
Yeah, they get the first down, and that's number 11 of the first half. Again, Chahi with the blocked punt and the other special team score has five first downs. Haven't gotten the ball the last couple of times for the offense. The defense probably tired. They got to be tired. There's a high snap to Lino. Lots of flags on laundry night. And a spin move out of there for Maxton Luzajic. Any idea what this might be, Dave Hutzler?
I don't know for sure, but I've been seeing the entire game. Their backfield moves early, including the quarterback, a lot of the time. Like he anticipates the snap, and he's already moving.
And so they're going to – this looks to be against Superior, illegal procedure.
I've not seen this many guys out on the field for Chi High since the Memorial game when we were substituted liberally because we were up so many points. This time, because of injuries and because of the pace of play, we're subbing in a lot of different guys.
That is a challenge. I presume they had to know this and be working on it, but it is it's a unique approach, I guess. All right. And Lino now on the right side, and I think I see another flag on this side over here. Way over on this side. The action was completely on the right side, but the flag over here. This is just the first half, folks. 27-6, Cardinals by 21, 3:08 left. Looking to get a stop here, and really, you know, Coach Rakovic had talked about the defense could be a little challenged. We're down some guys tonight, and we're missing Jackson Martin and Brett Krista, two of your talented starting inside linebackers, but this is another penalty against Superior.
Illegal shift.
So I think they're up to 25 yards in penalties now, so close to Chi High's 30. From midfield now, it's first and 20. They got to get to the 30. Lino got a pass on the right sideline, but then the receiver runs backwards. Trying to gain some position was Liam Flores, the 5'9 junior. Gain of four. Second and 16. Got to get to the 30. Lino from the pistol. Three-step drop or so. He's going to rifle again. Just a short pass. And is it Flores again on the far side? It is.
We are fine with that all day long if you want to throw that three or four-yard little hitch route.
Well, I didn't see the Cowboy game last night. Somebody said with no running game, that's what their running game is, a short passing game.
They're probably trying to set up a hitch and go, though.
Yeah. Have to watch for that, guard against that. And the third and 12 now for the Spartans, two back-to-back four-yard pass plays. Lino from the pistol, he'll take this. Then the handoff. It's going to come to the big number 43 Lions around the left side, but not nearly enough for a first down, and the Cardinal defense is there.
Jake Wisher, really good job from the linebacker position, coming out, meeting him, and riding him down. A little bit like the rodeo style. He just tried to do everything he could to wrap him up and bring him down.
Braden, the 6-foot, 180-pound junior. I'm sorry, senior. Braden Jake Wisher, All right, fourth down and eight. They're going to go for it. Lino to the air, incomplete. Hit his receiver's hands, pop free from number 8 for Superior.
I tell you what, he's thankful he did not catch that.
Yeah.
Jackson Boland was ready to deliver a big hit on that one.
All right, from the 39-yard line, first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Hey, we got the ball back.
Well, yeah, I tell you, and it's been, right? I mean, we don't complain about touchdowns like a block punt and a lot of excitement, but still. I need some water.
I tell you what, this is the 39-yard line. The Chi High starting on their own 39. This is their worst field position of the game, which tells you a good thing about how, you know, how well they've been doing in that regard. And now let's see what Chi High does. If they try to go down the field a little bit, or just kind of run the clock out.
I think the offense is very well rested here, and Potter from the gun, he'll take it, rolling to the right, and he's got hammered. He got absolutely pinned down by number 59 for Superior, Garrett Revord, a 5'11", 260-pounder, and he put all 260 pounds on top of Potter.
Well, they tried some play-action pass and rolling Potter out to the right, but the Superior defense was having none of that.
Second and 14 or 15 now with Boland off on the right side. The ball positioned on the right side. Potter from the gun and looking, scrambling, firing. On the far side, he's got his receiver. And that one is out to Hebert again.
Nice job by Sam Hebert to come back to the football, make a catch, and get out of bounds. Oh, incomplete, they're saying.
Oh, okay. With a minute to go in the half, now it'll be 3rd and 14 from the 35 for the Cardinals, leading it 27-6.
I'm really surprised Superior's only playing with one safety in the middle of the field. You got Bullen and Hebert on the edges. Why not see if these guys can win, you know, a deep fly pattern?
Yeah. 3rd and 14, Chippewa. Final minute of this first half. Potter. Few-step drop, calling out some instructions to his teammates. And some more signals, both left and right. Three receivers left, one right. One back to his right. Finally takes the snap. He'll heave one down the sideline. He's got LeMay, and he makes the catch for the first down for Chippewa into Superior territory.
He dropped that one.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah. It got to his hands, didn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it did. It was a little bit underthrown. I think that ball fluttered a little bit.
Yeah.
That would have been a cleaner ball. I think he probably hits him in stride. And then once LeMay's got it in his hands, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it was a nice two-man route. He was open, but just a little bit late to see him and couldn't get it down the field to him.
Wishful thinking on my part. All right, 52 seconds left in the half. The Cardinals now ready to punt this one on fourth down. And this one not as good as some of the earlier punt for Colin Clary at about the 35 or so.
Okay, Superior will be starting at their 35-yard line.
Coming up at halftime, we've got our highlights. We'll have some stats from Dave the Electric Penn Hansen and talk things over and size up the remainder of the Chi-High schedule and talk about this wonderful tailgate option we've got 1 week from tonight for that D.C. Everest game. That's going to be a lot of fun. So the 35-yard line now for Superior. Again, they don't have a great passing attack, but we'll see what they try here.
This is a situation where you love to be a defensive back because you know that they've got to throw it down the field and you're going to have an opportunity to get your hands on a football. Let's see if Hediger or Simon Fish, our two safeties right now, can get an interception.
Leno, the quarterback, big number 13, Tanner. And he's going to heave one on the right side, and he's got his receiver out there and close to a first down. It looked to be 80. Yeah.
Number 89.
89, okay. Beckett Selden, yeah.
That is a long pass to try and not get picked off.
And gets yet another first down. Now Leno rolling to his left, looking downfield. We've got another flag down, and he's going to come out of bounds around the 50, a short gain on the play. And another flag is thrown. With 24.6 seconds left, Chi-High leads it 27-6.
This might be a sideline violation on Chi-High, the second flag.
Superior now leads the first down battle 12-5, but they trail the game 27-6.
The game feels a little bit ragtag.
Yeah, it does. There's been a lot of penalties. You never know, right? You never know what a game is going to bring forth. The band ready to go off to our left here on homecoming night. And this first one against the Cardinals.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no, this is serious now because there's going to be some yardage here. 15 on the second one.
We have two penalties on 5 even. On the defense. That penalty.
There's 10 plus another one. Wow. After the play. Oh,
that's 15. That's a free gift, 25 yards.
That's 55 yards in penalties and 25 of it on just this scenario.
Now Superior's at the 25-yard line with 25 seconds to go.
And Leno now back in the pistol. He'll take it. There's the snap. Looking, here comes the Chi-High pass
rush. That's a hold.
Able to get, multiple flags on almost every play.
Sorry. Colton Petzka was screaming off that edge, and the offensive lineman, there was anything he could do but just to tackle him so his quarterback did not get hit on that.
And so 10 yards against Superior. So I don't know what your record is for yardage and penalties, but we've got a total of 90 between the both teams tonight.
The refs giveth and they taketh away.
Yeah. So back to the 35, and Superior with their eye on the clock, 19 seconds left until halftime. Cardinals lead at 27-6, and the most important stat, the score. And Tanner Lino, the senior, takes it. Looking up the middle, he runs, shakes off a tackler, dumps one incomplete. It hit the ground. Nothing doing for the intended receiver that time for the Spartans.
Colton Petzka and Braden Hagman were in on the quarterback, making things very difficult for him to see downfield.
And again, pass rush. I mean, he's going back to pass a lot, running out of it, but if you like to rush the quarterback, you're getting a lot of opportunities tonight. So the clock now down to the final 9 seconds. Lino looking at his sidelines for what to call from the 35-yard line. Second and 20 from the 35, but the 9 seconds, the most important thing here. One or maybe two plays. Cardinals leading it 27-6, or we're going to get a timeout. Superior. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Mark Halverson, Alan Dunham, and Dave Hutzler here. The final 9 seconds of the first half, and Chi High leads it 27-6, but it's been a strange game because he had a blocked punt touchdown, and then you had a onside kick touchdown, and Superior's really, their offense has come alive, but they only have 6 points to show for it.
They've definitely had some moments where they're looking very good on offense, but they have not been able to sustain the drives, and they have a ton of penalty yardage as well, so not looking real clean.
Now, 55 for Chi High, 35 for Superior. Superior, the 13 first downs to 5. That's like hits in baseball, though. What counts is the points. All right, Lino now. Final 9 seconds from the pistol. He'll take it. Looking. Off and incomplete. Had a receiver off on the right side, Liam Flores.
Now, they do have some very tall receivers, and I'm a little surprised we're not dropping more guys back to try to double up on these tall receivers to be able to knock a pass down. I don't want to see a 50-50 situation.
Again, Dave Hansen stats. We'll have highlights, a look at the WOGO sports calendar, and talk tailgating all ahead at halftime. Get you an update on that New Richmond-Rice Lake game as well if we've got anything additional to share. First place on the line. 2 5-0 teams in action in that one tonight. And they're taking another timeout. All right, 5 seconds left in the half. We'll take another. We'll keep it here.
I don't know how strong the quarterback's arm is. We haven't seen him throw the ball real far, but right. I'm guessing from here, a 40-yard pass, he can get into the end zone, and I'd be real surprised if we don't see a Hail Mary last play of the game.
Hey, when your car takes a big hit.
The half, excuse me.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery with complimentary estimates. Towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. And my voice is taking a bit of a hit here tonight. I mean, I don't know what it is.
Let me know if you need me to read a spot, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. I will. No, it's just like the right. All of a sudden, I think it's the way I've had voice coaches say before, like, well, the way that you, whatever. I need to adjust something because it's football takes its toll. All right.
I wonder if either of these referees are going to need some ice for their elbows as many times they've been reaching for those flags.
Yeah, exactly. I think they might. Final 5 seconds of the half. Tanner Lino takes the snap. He'll roll to his right.
Get deep.
And he's got the football, and he's not going to throw it. He's just going to run out the clock, and that'll do it. At halftime, our score, Chi High 27 and Superior 6. Back in 3 minutes with the halftime on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier,
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports, adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Halftime, Duray Field homecoming. Chahai leading it 27-6. And Dave Hutzler, are you with me or no? All right, Halvo flying solo here at this point. So let's recap the scoring. Chahai got on the board on a touchdown run by Dakin, Drake Dakin, the 5'9", 167-pound senior with 8:50 to go in the first quarter. Extra point was good, and I believe that was from Jared Erickson, and the Cardinals led it 7-0. And then later in that first quarter, LeMay able to score on the Wildcat. He runs it in from with 4:14 to go, and extra point no good, 13-0 Cardinals. Then in the second quarter, the Cards get a blocked punt that Dakin again runs in with 10:09 left in the second. And the two-point pass is good from LeMay to Sam Hebert, and the Cards up 21-0. But Superior answered as they were able to get their first touchdown of the night, making it 21-6. Didn't get the extra point, and then the Cardinals. Superior tries an onside kick. And Superior, the Cardinals, able to recover it. And Ian Denning scoring on the onside kick return. And the two-point conversion did failed, and it's 27-6 Chippewa as they lead it at halftime. The band on the field this evening. And we can give it a listen here on WOGO Sports. They're taking their time to get set up.
Yeah.
Again, later on, we'll have the post-glass and mirror post-game show, the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, and Russ Proofers, Defensive Player of the Game, all in the post-game. And I was mentioning, join WOGO Sports 1 week from tonight, Topper's Pizza and Toyson Ford, for a free tailgate party before the last two Chi-Hi home games on October 4th and 18th. Check out the newest Ford vehicles, enjoy free pizza from Topper's, shop the newest Chi-Hi apparel from the Birdcage, plus games and win movie passes. It's the Topper's and Toyson tailgate party, October 4th and 18th. Come early for all the fun. 5 p.m. till 6:30 in the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. Let's give the band a listen. Listening to the Chi-Hi Marching Band on WOGO and Cardinal TV. Outstanding, the Chi-Hi Marching Band here tonight. Homecoming. We'll take a break, back with more in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time.
Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
All right, let's get to our first half highlights here on WOGO. Mark Halverson, joined by Alan Dunham and Dave Hutzler. And they're not with me at the moment, I don't believe, but we've got the band in the background. Enjoyed some of that earlier, but we want to get to some of these highlights from the first half, so let's give this a listen here on WOGO. Was Potter is under center, assessing things. Lone runner behind him, two in the wing, and there's the handoff up the middle. The Cardinals in a good dash, bursting right through the seam is Drake Dakin for the Cardinal first down inside the 10. But from the 8-yard line now, Potter under center. Handoff again. He'll take it up the left side, touchdown. There it is, number 20, Drake Dakin. Back-to-back handoffs, and the Cards lead at 6-0. With Potter under center, three backs behind him. Hand off to the deep back, and running off on the left side, it's going to be LeMay. LeMay down that left sideline, and first down short of the 30-yard line. Potter, third and very short now, with Dakin right behind Potter and LeMay off to the left. In motion. Hand off, coming around off the right wing, and this is going to be Boland. Boland for the first down and more inside of the Johnson Roloff red zone, inside of the 15-yard line. Second and 14 from the 17 for the Cardinals. Potter in the pistol. One running back with him is LeMay, just to his right. He'll take it. Looking, he's got a receiver and a left sideline and a completion down at about the 9-yard line for number 5 for the Cardinals, Sam Hebert, his second grab of the night. Here we go now. And LeMay's going to take it, run up the middle, juking up the middle, and he's going to get in for the score, and the Cardinals take a 13-0 lead with 4:14 to go first quarter on homecoming Friday night. And 75-pounder with LeMay off in the left wing. And in motion, and this is going to be Boland. Boland coming around the near side, takes the turn at the 50, and still inbounds, and gets the first down close to the 35-yard line.
Oh, block.
Block punt, out of there with it, and Dakin's going to take it in for a touchdown.
Yes.
Dakin takes it in for a touchdown, and the Cardinals lead it 19-0 with 10:09 to go in the half.
Number 10, Colin Clary, our own punter and linebacker, was able to get off the edge and lay out beautifully and block that punt.
And the Cardinals lead it 19-0. Two-point conversion now. And LeMay is going to toss in the left corner of the end zone, and he's got his receiver, Sam Hebert, and the Cards go up 21-0.
One more highlight we can bring you from the first half.
6:35 left in the first half, and there's an onside kick, and the Cardinals recover it, and then they fumble it, and then they go. Going off to the races, the Cardinals racing into the end zone. Touchdown for Ian Denning, and Chai High on the onside kick scores. Unbelievable.
That was just a great heads-up play by Denning. They caught everybody off surprise with the onside. But Ian Denning, he picked it up. He said, I'm not falling on this baby. I'm taking it to the house.
And so Chai leads it at the half, 27-6. We'll take one last three-minute timeout. Come back with the second half in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The amazing Dave Electric Penn Hansen with the stats here for us at halftime. We're, again, 27-6. Chippewa Falls leads it. First downs, I believe, is actually, it should be 12 for Superior and 6 for Chippewa Falls. I've got 13 for Superior, but anyhow, total yards, Chippewa Falls 213 to 104 for Superior. Chai 161 rushing to 90 for Superior. And through the air, Chippewa with 52 to 14. So neither team's been spectacular there. The Cardinals 7 of 14 through the air, and Superior 3 of 5 or 6 here. Individually, rushing for Superior, Tanner Lino, their quarterback, 11 carries for 47 yards. And Tatum Clark also has been busy. The 5'11", 188-pound junior going for 10 carries for 45 yards. For the Cards, Jackson Bowen, 4 carries for 44. Drake Dakin, 4 for 38. Again, they've had the two special team touchdowns, which you just heard in our highlights, the block punt touchdown when they had the very short field, and then also the onside kick return touchdown as well by Henning for the Cardinals. Passing for Superior, Tanner Lino, 7 of 13 for the 52 yards. For Chippewa, Potter, 3 of 5 for 14. And again, receiving for Superior, Flores, 3 catches for 22 yards. Aber, 3 for 14 for Chippewa Falls. All right. And the teams are back on the field working through things in the final seconds on the clock here, so should be getting back after it. Potter playing some catch here on the sidelines for the Cardinals. With the a couple of different guys, but particularly it's number 16, Evan Weiler, who is likely the backup quarterback, the 5'10", 200-pound junior. Again, want to call to your attention the tailgate plan for next week. The Toppers and Toyson tailgate party. Join WOGO Sports, Toppers Pizza, and Toyson Ford for a free tailgate party before those last two Chi High home games. The warm-up will be next week, October 4th, and then in 3 weeks, October 18th, the regular season finale at home against Menominee. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Enjoy delicious pizza, free pizza from Toppers. That's right. Shop the newest Chi High apparel from the Birdcage. Plus games and win movie passes. It's the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party October 4th and 18th. Come early for all the fun. 5 to 6:30 in the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Last we heard, it was the battle of the unbeatens at the top of the Big Rivers Conference. Rice Lake leading. And they now lead at 22-13 with 4:15 left in the third. So if this seems like this game is going a bit slower, comparatively maybe, but 22-13 Rice Lake earlier. Rice Lake junior Will Swenson had a three-yard touchdown reception on fourth and goal, giving Rice Lake a 14-13 lead. So Rice Lake at home tonight has advanced that lead this evening. Gavin Bovee back at our Wogo studio. Chris Perry manning the control so he can be on Cardinal TV. And, again, Alan Dunham and Dave Hutzler joining me, Mark Halverson. Bit of a strain on the right side of my voice, so I'm just trying to be aware of that because we want to finish the broadcast here. But I don't know. On some of those exciting scores may have been what strained it. I don't know. But all right. Final minute is on the clock as we get ready for half number two. Here this evening. And thanks to all of our many fine sponsors who helped make this broadcast possible. Culver's, Toyson, Ford, White City Glass, Ashley Construction with the Ashley Construction First Down, Johnson Roloff at the Johnson Roloff Red Zone, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Toppers and Toyson, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Post Glass and Mirror Post Game Show later, the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, and the Russ Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. So what did I miss down there, Alan?
Well, I left you a little bit here on an island, Mark. Thanks for doing all that. And it was just fun to be down in the crowd, a lot of excitement, homecoming. Different people are here and the marching band and everything. And so just a great atmosphere here at DeRay for this football game tonight.
Absolutely. All right, 27-6 Chi High. Again, I don't want to be greedy, but I don't mind if we get a running clock personally. I mean, again, you know, it'd be nice to get the win and get out of here, but we'll see what happens. Chai is going to receive the kick, though.
Well, I think every week, too, now incrementally, it's going to get harder and harder on that schedule. So you definitely want to take care of business tonight, keep everybody as healthy as you can.
But they've got to figure out a way defensively because, I mean, Superior was really moving the ball that latter had part of the half.
Exactly. It's a physical conference. Every game's going to be physical from here as well, going all the way up to Menominee. We know what they can do. They're just a power run team.
All right, so Chahai is going to get it. Those black jerseys with the white numerals, lettering, and trim. And there's the boot from Superior, and it's going to go right along the left sideline and out of bounds. So the Cards will get it at the 35. Where it'll be first and 10, 65 yards to pay dirt. And here we go with the second half of action.
35-yard line, Chi High. We'll see what they come out with an offense. What I'm looking for is just a nice, consistent drive. Stay out of those negative yardage plays. See if you can get 4, 5, 10 yards a chunk. Oh, they're going to re-kick it. But I have Boland, a 15-yard run, a 13-yard run, another 15-yard run.
Yeah.
When he's getting the ball, they're getting chunks. They just haven't had the ball consistently enough.
You did hear this, the stats. We had Boland 4 for 44 and Dakin 4 for 38.
Those are good averages. I wasn't that good at math, but that's a pretty good average.
Yeah. All right. Making some noise here. A lot of buzz, you're saying? A lot of excitement down there on homecoming, though?
Oh, there was a lot of people out there, and it's fun to get out and see some people, say hi, shake some hands.
Yep.
And even I was able to even get a Sokup's hot dog there at the Fine Chai High concession stand.
I'll tell you what, you shake some hands, kiss some baby. I mean, you could run for office, and I may write you in, actually. This election year. All right, from the 35-yard line, it's going to be Superior again with the boot, and Lino is going to kick a squibber, and it'll be fielded by the Cards at the 15, and racing this one up the middle to the 35-yard line is the return. It looked to be from
Sam Hebert.
Sammy, yeah.
Little concern, slow getting up is Jaquish. He's one of our really important linebackers. That's a concern about a kickoff return that tends to be one of the most dangerous plays in football.
And the NFL trying something different this year. It hasn't been well received too much, but the 35-yard line. So that's ultimately all of that to land us there. So, again, Noah Potter, the quarterback, comes out with a double wing, and one back behind him is Dakin. And it's going to be, this one's going to go to number one, LeMay. LeMay going to take it up the middle, and a good gain for LeMay out to the 47 or 48-yard line and a Cardinal first down.
Really nice job taking that pitch, following his blocking. He had a seam, and he's quick enough to exploit that right away. Got to the third level before he's brought down after a 12 or 13-yard gain.
Yeah, good run. And, again, he's had a good average on the night. He also has run for a touchdown. So from the 48 now for the Cardinals, Potter under center, double wing, and Dakin, the tailback. And this one's going to be LeMay again. LeMay's going to come around and work his way to about the 47-yard line. So a good run for LeMay, a carry of five.
Yeah, same exact play that they just ran. And, you know, if you don't stop it, we're just going to keep doing it again. And this is kind of what I'd like to see them do. I think you can run the ball against this team effectively, and let's just see us run the ball every single time. Little Paul Chris, Paul Badgers, or Wisconsin Badgers, Paul Chris. Let's just run that football.
There you go. Wish the Badgers well tomorrow at USC, 2:30 kickoff. Second and five now, and Hebert's going to get it, going around the far side, the 45, the 40, and out of bounds inside the 40, but a Cardinal first down.
That was a heck of a block on the edge by Dakin. He absolutely pancaked this guy.
Nice to see that. So not just when he has it, but taking care of other guys as well. Dakin's had a tremendous night, ran in that block punt, the 5'9", 167-pound senior. From the 38-yard line now, clock inside of 11 minutes. 27-6 Cardinal lead. Mark Halverson and alongside Allen and Mr. Hutzler here.
Oh, we're trying to get people lined up.
Yeah. Kind of adjusting the offense from the pistol. Noah Potter is going to get it. And there's scooting LeMay. LeMay to the 30, the 25, the 20. He may go all the way. Touchdown, Jackson LeMay.
We got a flag down.
Oh, man.
That was a 38-yard touchdown run.
Holding Chippewa. Mm. Call it all back.
They like to run that isolation at times. Just let the lineman zone block. Hand off LeMay, let him find a place to run. Oh, that's too bad. Beautiful run, of course, like we've said before, sometimes it's so open because there was a holding play.
I think where that hold was, it didn't really even affect that play, which is kind of a bummer. I mean, they still have to call it, but
65 yards in penalties against the Cards now. Back to the 48, where it'll be first and 20. Chai going left to right, leading at 27-6 here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV at 8:42. And running play on the far side.
Boland.
Yeah, kind of lost the ball carrier there. So Jackson Boland going with the zero tonight and a gain of seven on the play to the 41.
That time they just gave him the toss and let him find his way, follow his blockers until he's pushed out of bounds near the 40-yard line.
So second and 13 for the Cardinals. As he did stop the clock going out of bounds. Double wing again. Dakin the tailback. And this is going to be LeMay. LeMay coming to the near side. Is that sprinter speed, the 35, the 30. There he's going to go. Turn the corner down the sideline all the way for the touchdown, Jackson LeMay. And the Cardinals go up 33-6. Well, he was going to get it one way or another, guys.
That's right. I don't see any flags on the field this time. And this time it looks a little bit like a wide receiver handoff where he's just coming from the edge across the formation. They hand it to him directly behind the line of scrimmage, and he sprinted to the outside, and when he got to that corner, there was nobody left.
41-yard touchdown run from Jackson LeMay, and the Cards go up 33-6 with just 10:28 still to go here in this third quarter, so they edge closer to a potential running clock, and now see if they're going to go for two. I think they're going to go for two.
So what LeMay did there, he obviously was going to get to the edge, but he did that little stutter out there to keep the defender inside just a little bit. Then he turned on the Jets and had it.
Yeah, he's got Jets, that's for sure. He and Bolin, part of that state championship relay team, and a spin move on the far side, but Potter is going to get wrapped up short of the two-point conversion. So 33-6, 27-point advantage. We'll take a one-minute break. Back at the kickoff in a moment. WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into Airtech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. Airtech Sports, adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Cardinals up 33-6. Mark Halverson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler. 33-6, 27-point advantage after the 41-yard touchdown run by LeMay, and then fielding this one from the 10-yard line on the far side for Superior. It looked like Jace Rue that time.
Yeah, and you're never going to believe it. Colton Petska on the tackle as well.
Yeah, I believe it. He's been busy tonight.
He's having.
So I wanted to ask you guys, I mean, missing those two inside linebackers, can you recognize their loss here tonight?
Well, I'll just speak for myself. Absolutely. You can see that they're, well, when Zenner's in there, you can see the hesitation because he's just getting these varsity reps for about the first time. Jaquish has a lot of experience because Martin and Krista have missed some time this season, but usually not in the same game.
Leno from the 23, handoff as the wing back comes across, but little daylight as Chahai limiting him to a yard or two.
That was a great job by Colin Cleary on the edge. He kept everything pinned in. He stretched it out.
Liam Flores, the ball carrier. Yeah, Flores. Yeah.
The rest of the defense was able to come and take him down.
The hurry up continues now. Second down and 8 or 9 as Leno back to pass and incomplete. But one of the that almost could have been picked off, Dave Hutz. It seemed like the Cardinal out there, number 85, Pesca, had a pretty good angle.
He's been telegraphing that play, but I tell you, up the seam, there was a receiver running past our defense. That play action starting to freeze our safeties.
Yeah, so again, on the night, I'll get you the numbers here later, but third and long here, third and 9:55 to go in the third quarter, and some confusion about the play a little bit for Superior with Leno and Tatum Clark. And Leno back to pass. He's got time in the pocket. He rifles one incomplete again.
Yeah, fortunately, that was just a bad pass. But we've got a number of different players. Ian Denning is out there in the secondary. Number 17, Zachary Buchanan. I've not seen him out in the secondary before. So we're rotating through a number of players, which can lead to a lot of confusion and sometimes some broken coverage.
Right.
Fortunately, that ball fell to the ground, and Superior's bringing on their punt team.
Fourth and long for the Spartans, who trail it by 27 with 9:50 to go here in the third quarter.
I'd love to see Jalen Smith be able to catch this cleanly and get us some return. He's got some juice back there.
Yep. Jalen, the junior, standing at the 40-yard line. Here comes the rush. They had the block punt earlier. Smith is going to go and catch it at the 46, and he signaled fair catch. So, Shahai football.
Going all the way back to the extra point attempt that we had, it was kind of a low snap. Potter didn't feel like he could set it up in time, so he picked up the ball and tried to run for it, and he just was able to get down about the 2-yard line, and unfortunately wasn't able to score with it, but I don't think we got a chance to really describe that. And now Chihai's back on offense.
If you're superior and just saw LeMay put on basically a track meet on a football field, I mean, what do you say to yourself defensively to try to guard against that happening a second time in the quarter? And I think we've got a different quarterback. Yeah, no, it's Potter still. And there's the double handoff, and it's going to be LeMay, and he's going to get it into superior territory on a gain of 5.
I just wonder, a night like tonight, it's a third quarter. You got your senior running backs. I get that.
Yeah.
But you're up 33-6.
Yeah.
Do you want to start to get some other guys some carries?
I think at some point that's going to happen, but maybe not quite this early.
I want to try to get to a running clock is what I think their goal might be.
Yep. Again, you've got guys who are injured from last week, and you're like, you got that big challenging part of your schedule coming up, the non-conference game, and then you get the...
On cue, Tyler Benke's in the game.
Potter, here comes the rush on him, and they're going to get him, and just, ooh.
I think what happened there was definitely a miscommunication. Benke came across the formation maybe a little early. He was supposed to get the ball, but when Potter turned around, nobody was left, and so he had to take the ball and get what he could.
So first, second and 5 becomes third and 10 after the loss of 5. It was basically Noah Potter meet the defense, and now... Well, what do you guys like for a play call here? Play a little Tony Romo with me.
I like a bread and butter double wing run.
Okay. Let's go for that. I'll go for a little Jackson LeMay, possibly, but he's on the left wing. Potter coming over to talk to number 37, Tyler Benke, who we were just talking about, the sophomore, who's the right wing. And back to pass, Potter. He's going to look down the left sideline, incomplete. Was that interference?
My goodness.
No flag. He was knocked down as the ball was arriving, Michael Pearson. But one of the few times we didn't see a flag tonight, so 4th and 10. The Cards into a punting formation here.
They just ran a two-man route. Superior, again, they've been really disciplined on their pass run reads. They were back in coverage. Really, there was no place to put that, especially with Superior defender draped
Colin
all over.
Clary, a very flat punt. It hits, but it's going to roll. It's going to roll.
Check up.
They're going to chase it. Oh, and a diving effort. And a great effort by Ian Denning, again, who's really stood out tonight on special teams, but he slides into the end zone. Had the onside kick return for the touchdown earlier.
Good hustle down the field.
So I'd like to take back my play prediction because I looked at the scoreboard and I saw 2nd and 9.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize it was 3rd down.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have called for a bread and butter run.
Yeah, that can work too, though, sometimes.
You never know.
Yeah.
As good as the run game has been, the play action has not been there. It's not been freezing the Superior defense.
And so 8:02 left, 3rd quarter. It's 33-6 Chippewa here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV as we're approaching 9 o'clock, 8:51. And on the far side, Leno with a 1st and 10 from the 20 as the ball went into the end zone. And Leno hands it off up the middle, kind of faked me a little bit, but a loss. And a good pursuit by the Cardinal defenders there.
Good job by Zenner and Dakin and Owen King, I believe.
They'll give him the original line of scrimmage for Leno.
Good job of holding everybody up.
2nd and 10 now for the Superior senior quarterback. And the handoff to the tight end coming across the big fellow, but not that fast. And the Cardinals gang tackle him after he was slowed a bit.
You're exactly right. I think the right end, Colin Clary,
he
looked like he was going to maybe miss out on the play, but he's able to recover and make the tackle.
He almost, with all due respect to him, Lions looked like he was running in slow-mo at a certain point there. So 3rd and 10 now from the 20, going right to left, middle of this 3rd quarter. Cardinals lead it big. And another incomplete pass to a diving, sliding, intended receiver over there. That's number 32, Jace Rue. So a lot of incomplete passes here for Superior.
You're starting to see what Superior, when they get behind and they got to play catch-up football, it's just not their strong suit. They have a lot of deficiencies in their offense. When they get that hurry-up power run game going, It's pretty effective, but unfortunately, when you're down as many points as they are.
We'll see what Chahai can muster on this possession as the Spartans ready to boot this one. There's the snap, and there's the kick.
Take it and run.
And to the 49, and there's a flag, it looks like. Or was it just a marker? Maybe not.
Jalen Smith, it'll field that cleanly, but good job by the Superior punt coverage team. We're able to corral him and pull him down.
I think I'm seeing flags even when they're not after the first half.
They're
all right.
In your sleep.
Yes, I know. Tonight I'm going to sleep, dream about flags.
I don't know if Jalen Smith plays any wingback. Maybe he doesn't. He's more of just a slot receiver, but I'd like to see him get some touches.
Yeah. And Potter still leading the offense here at 7:02 to go third quarter, 33-6 Chippewa.
And Boland only had four carries himself, so.
Yep. And Potter from the pistol, he'll take it. And then he's got a receiver who's coming up, trying to build up ahead of steam, and he goes down the right sideline. Hebert's going to race to the house, and he's going to get there for a touchdown.
That was a crazy play.
Hey, do you know anything about that offensive coordinator, Dave Hustler?
Yeah, he lives in a camper outside of my shed because we're building a house. So did you guys notice that Sam Hebert was about 12 yards off the line of scrimmage?
I kind of did as the play was just beginning, but not before that.
I looked, and I was saying to myself, what's going on here? Because it kind of looked like he was playing defense or something.
Yeah.
That was a crazy play.
That was a crazy play.
So they ran up trips to the right, and then Hebert was about 10 yards behind those guys, and they let him just at the snap of the ball run forward, kind of like a CFL deal, and they threw the ball to him, and they had three blockers in front, and Hebert was able to find daylight to get to the end zone.
53-yard touchdown pass down the right sideline. The kick is good. Makes it 40-6. That's one short of running clock. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From Rice Lake, it's the Warriors 22, New Richmond 20. So excitement from two great teams. They're both 5-0. Chahai's seen them both. I mean, have you seen them both, Alan?
Yeah, we saw both those teams.
What did you think?
Just fantastic fundamental football teams.
Yeah, and now Superior with the kickoff return, running it up the middle, and finally able to wrap up the ball carrier is Zachary Buchanan, taking down the Spartans return man. Looking to be Jace Rue, who's been busy tonight with that. 40-6, that's 1 point shy. Why do you think they didn't go for two?
I've got no idea.
I'm not sure on that. I was kind of surprised by that, because
yeah,
if you make the two, then obviously it's running clock.
Right, yeah, I would have thought. So, okay, but again, the last time they went for two, they didn't get it, so I guess you're making sure you got it. But you got to score again to get that running clock. And 6:43 to go, third quarter. All right, so Superior has seen Chahai scoring two of their three possessions. Very creative play last time. And here's the pass rush and the incomplete pass as Leno is knocked down by a hard-charging Colin Clary. And he's a wholehearted player.
Yeah, he's been very active tonight.
Clary is starting to make himself a bit of a presence here in this second half.
Yeah, 6'2", 185-pound junior linebacker. He's back next year. So many are going to graduate. And Leno on the far side running it out to close to the 35-yard line. And it creates third and about six or so. Got to get to the 40.
Number 13,
Again, the hurry up all night long for Superior. I mean, they don't know what a huddle is. And the handoff up the middle, and they're going to burst it all the way into Cardinal territory with Tatum Clark, 5'11", 188-pound junior, and it's a Superior first down.
Okay, Hayden Kidd and Josiah Eisenberger coming into the game at D-line to give some fresh bodies.
Handoff up the middle, and Clark is going to be stopped back at about the 50. Update from Rice Lake, New Richmond in the red zone, down 2, 22-20, fourth quarter. In Rice Lake, the battle of unbeatens and the battle for first place in the BRC. From the pistol, Lino fakes, fires, incomplete pass.
Boy.
Intended it for number 15, Jackson Nelson, a senior, 6'1 senior.
You see that number, that white jersey with the light blue lettering, and you think 13, that's Dan Marino out there.
Yeah.
But not exactly.
And Lino is going to hand it off this time. Tatum Clark going to pound away against the Chihai defense. They stop him after a run of about three. They give him the forward progress.
27, Race Pelichek. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but he's been active coming into the game now as a safety.
I see Luke Thompson coming out there, 6'5", 250 sophomore. Number 88. From the pistol, Lino. Here comes the Chihai pass rush. He's connected to his receiver. He rips through the defense, and he's going to score on the touchdown. 46-yarder, and excitement on the Superior sideline. Again, their passing attack has been challenged, but Jacob Lyons, the 6'4 junior, with that one, and that changes it, and it makes it a 40-12 game.
You've seen a lot of those passes get thrown into the dirt. That time he actually connected. Just a simple slant route. We have mostly our JV defense in on that play, but that being said, it's still a nice play for Superior.
Yep, and Lino able to get it to 19 Lions. And the extra point is good. We'll take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds, 5:11 to go in the third. Superior back within 27 on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cardinal TV.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Chihai was a two-point conversion away from maybe forcing a running clock. That would be subtracted now anyhow, but now you're looking at 40-13, so it's a 27-point game. So, again, you'd need a touchdown and a two-point conversion to get that.
Yeah, but the good thing here is a lot of different guys are getting experience. It's homecoming, so you're getting all your seniors a chance to get some snaps out there.
Yeah.
You know, you're comfortably leading this game, running clock or no running clock. In fact, if you're a football player, you don't want a running clock. You want to get out there and
right.
keep playing football.
I'm just thinking injuries. I'm thinking the home stretch. I'm thinking desiring to get to the playoffs. But, you know, having snaps is certainly helpful.
Absolutely. These guys are having a great time out there. It's a beautiful night for football. Next week, the weather's going to cool down a little bit. So let's enjoy this last night of summer.
Absolutely. And Lino is the kicker as well. And he's going to boot this one from the 40. And the Cardinals backing up for it, and they're going to get it. Jalen Smith.
Turn on the Jets, young man.
Running this one past the 25-yard line where the Cards will take over. 74 yards to pay dirt from there, and 5:05 to go in the third. Chihai comfortably leading it 40-13.
You know, Dave, you made a good point about a couple times about how LeMay is setting up the defenders by running straight ahead or juking in to freeze them, and then he can cut faster than anyone else. So setting up his guys, and I think that's the way he's matured as a runner.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's not just looking to always run somebody over or just immediately get outside. He's got a goal, but he has patience.
And we've got a backup quarterback in for the Cardinals and a different runner. So it's at quarterback is Evan Weiler, and running the ball that time, Gavin Schiltz. So Weiler, the junior, and Schiltz, a sophomore.
The last time we saw Schiltz, he was running all over Carson Park Field against Memorial. He had a nice game against them when he got involved in the second half.
Little guy, 5'7", 142 pounds. But tough.
Yeah, he has some quicks.
The Jets boys are extremely athletic.
Second and five for the Cardinals. Imagine Weiler. Did he see action in the Memorial game too, I imagine? Yeah. And the pitch out on the right side and cutting this one into traffic for a Cardinal first down. Get to the ball carrier here. It's going to be 37 that time for Chippewa, and that's Tyler Behnke. So a couple of sophomore running backs for the Cardinals now.
Yeah, we're deep into our roster, and essentially our JV team is out there right now.
6:11 left in Rice Lake. New Richmond gets a field goal. They lead the Warriors 23-22. That one's not disappointing, is it?
No, those are two very, very good football teams, and whoever wins that game tonight will be in the driver's seat for the BRC.
Yeah, that's for sure. Past the 40-yard line now, the Cards first and 10 inside of 3:50 to go in this third quarter. Weiler under center, double wing on the left, and then it's going to be a handoff up the middle. Loose ball out on the field, and Superior recovers it. It was just rolling and rolling, and no one was chasing it. Oh, boy.
That's the first Chi-Hi turnover of the night.
Did you see the ball carrier, Dave?
Yeah, the handoff got disrupted by a D-lineman.
Okay.
And then it was the running back could see where the ball was, and he was trying to get to it, but there were people in his way. The poor kid was just fighting to get there, but he just couldn't quite get there.
Do you know who the ball number? The number?
It was... Rick Charette was the ball carrier.
Okay.
But he never had the ball.
Never really had it.
He never had it clean.
Well, again, and you got guys that are not doing the first team reps and all that kind of thing, and so you're going to live with some of that. But again, it's a comfortable lead still, 40-13, 3:36 to go in the third quarter, and Superior bring their guys back here now. And again, Chi-Hi is starting with the kind of good ball position that Chi-Hi started with much of the night, and they've got a different quarterback in, at least there, Carson Smith. We mentioned that earlier, the 6-foot sophomore. So a short gain on that one on the running play. Inside of 3:20 to go, second and 8 now, third quarter. Smith.
Double pass.
Yeah, he dropped it, and that's really a lateral, and it's on the field.
That's a fumble.
And it's fumbled again, and Chi-Hi may have it.
I think that was going to be a double
Chi-Hi
pass.
Has it.
All right.
The Cardinals have it. So that was a very dangerous play. Again, Alan and Dave, I mean, it was a very long, but it was very clear it was not a forward pass.
Yeah, you throw it backwards to the receiver, and when he gets it, then he's looking for a guy who's sprinting down the field, and he was open. But fortunately for Chi-Hi, he dropped the ball, and because it's thrown backwards, it is a fumble, and Chi-Hi was able to recover it.
That's a long throw. For most high school quarterbacks, I remember Nate Stanley from Menominee a few years ago. He had a NFL talent arm. He could make throws like that and throw them on a rope. A lot of high school guys cannot do that.
That was a tough one and a big break for the Cardinals there. So, again, Weiler under center. They're in Superior territory, leading it 40-13, and lots of flags on this one. So some of the running backs back with them, including Jace Rue, and I see for Chippewa Falls, you got Gavin Schiltz and Tyler Behnke. But 5 yards against the Cardinals, 70 yards in penalties on the night.
Mark, I don't know what time your bedtime is, but you might want to make some alternative plans if you need to, because we're at 3 minutes left in the third quarter here, and a lot of the JV guys, this might not be the smoothest operation the rest of the way.
Rice Lake was stopped on fourth down, and so New Richmond gets it back, and New Richmond clinging to a one-point lead in Rice Lake in that battle for first place. And now
Behnke
takes it to 45, the 40. He could go. The 35, the 30, the 25. They're chasing down from behind inside of the 20-yard line.
Really impressive. He got the toss from the left wingback position, cut up on the right side. He accelerated. Good jets on that big man. And then he cut it across the field all the way from the right to the left side, and they're able to wrestle him down inside the 20.
Behnke outstanding and into the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposable services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. So to the 17-yard line, the Cards, after that terrific run by Benke. And now Weiler under center. Double wing on the right, and then a deep back off to the left. Pitch out to the deep back, who's going to turn the corner, the 15, and down to about the 13-yard line. That time for the Cardinals, number 32, Gavin Schiltz. He's fun to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, that time they gave to Schiltz what they've done.
A hop, at least hop a little bit, though.
Yeah, they give him a pitch out and just let him choose where he wants to go, and he was able to hit that edge, get about 4 yards.
That was actually Schiltz to Schiltz. Talon Schiltz was in at quarterback.
Oh, okay. What number is Talon, just to check?
30.
Talon is 30, Gavin is 32.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so second and six from the 13-yard line. And trying to hand off up the middle, and they're pounding away down to about the 7 or 8, but a lot of flags on this one.
Nice inside counter run, but unfortunately I think a lineman is going to get called for a hold.
And that was, again, a lot of guys here. Braden Runstrom, the junior running back, 5'10", and 15, right? Yeah, Braden Runstrom, 5'10", 155 pounds. But another one against the Cards, guys.
We're going to get out of the Johnson roll-off red zone so we can get back in.
Yeah, right. So another 10-yard penalty. Well, have you guys had, have they had 100 yards in penalties? Because I got 80 right now.
You mean this quarter?
Yeah, right. It feels like it. It feels like it. What if they had laundry? You know, bring your laundry. I'd be, whatever. Dirty laundry, Don Henley, back in the day. Post-Eagles run. Rolling out of there, Schiltz. He's going to fire one left corner to show he can
do it.
He's got a touchdown. What an incredible pass play by Schiltz.
Who caught that, Dave? Did you get a chance to see?
I'm about to. 29.
Wow, that's Owen Munson. Munson, the sophomore tight end, the 6'2", 180-pounder, and the Cards go up 46-13 with 1:20 left in the third quarter.
That was a little fake run rollout left, and then you had a receiver trickling out from the right all the way across the formation to the left side of the end zone, and a beautiful pass.
That was a tough pass, rolling to your left and throwing it like that. I mean, in my mind, I thought, oh, he just wants to show the coaches he can do this, and he dropped it right in there.
12 men in the huddle. A penalty against Chi High.
Schiltz to Munson, TD pass. After the Cards had gotten backed up. And that one coming with 1:20 left in the third.
Up 33.
Yeah. And apparently the Cardinals not in any hurry. They want to get their guys some time because they're not in any hurry to get the running clock, it seems. 33, so make it a 34-point game again. They could go to 35 if they made the two-point conversion. Ball down. The boot is on the way, and it's good.
Kenya Castillo.
Yeah. So he's able to successfully convert that one. 34-point lead back in half a minute on WOGO and Cardinal TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
One 20 to go in the third. The Cards have put 47 on the board. That's what they had scored against them by Rice Lake last week. They lead Superior 47-13. Speaking of Rice Lake, last word, they were down 23-22 late in that contest against New Richmond. That's the last I heard.
Okay, well, that's fun to see that group get in there. You know, the JV's had a nice season. They got some good offensive players. And it's fun for them to get out on the Friday night lights and show what they can do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the big fella, Christo Kenya Castillo, going to get a chance to kick. And he boots it very well to about the 11-yard line. Field on the far side by the Spartans, taking it past the 25, where it'll be first and 10, Superior. Going right to left here. Don't forget, later we've got the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. Dave will catch up with Coach Rako. We'll have stats from Dave the Electric Penn Hansen, the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, the Russ Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. That'll be a tough one. And highlights as well. Stick around for both the first and second half.
I would gladly defer to Alan for the post-game interview if Alan's interested.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you. I have a hard time asking Rako questions because we're pretty good friends. So it's like I look at him and I want to start like laughing or something. You know? I can't.
Okay. Handoff up the middle, and there's a short gain for the Spartans on the first down run. And they go to, the running back, Tatum Clark, who is one of their top carriers besides the quarterback in the first half. Second down now, and from the pistol, handoff to Clark again on the right side and across the 35 to about the 37 or so. And among the tacklers for Chippewa that time, 55, Josiah Eisenberger, a junior.
Yep.
And a first down for Superior. Haven't had a lot of those in the second half. So final 30 seconds of this third quarter. And incomplete pass from number 10 for the Spartans. Carson Smith in there now for Leno, the sophomore, getting some playing time.
Yeah, nice job by Josiah Eisenberger again, getting the pressure on that and not giving a clean pocket for the quarterback to throw from.
28 seconds left in the third, 47-13. Chippewa, the handoff up the middle, and a gain of about 6 on the play for the Spartans. And that may do it here in this third quarter. I think that's probably, you never know with a hurry-up offense. It's Tatum Clark again, the ball carrier.
Number 60, Sam Kelm, in on that play.
To the 49-yard line of Superior, 7 seconds. Carson Smith, if he wants to, he's waiting, and he's going to get it, the final, inside of a second to go in the period. He's able to take the snap, rolls to his left, heaves one deep downfield. He's got a receiver. Ooh. Incomplete, but a little dangerous to the guy who caught the touchdown earlier, Jacob Lyons. We're back in a minute with a fourth quarter. Cardinals lead it on Homecoming Friday, 47-13 on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
To the fourth quarter we go. Homecoming at DeRay. Cardinals off that loss at Rice Lake, 47-30. Lead Superior, 47-13. Cardinals looking to go 2-2 in the BRC and dropped Superior to 0-4 in the conference. And Spartans with the ball now on a 4th-and-4. And they're going for it. Short of the 50. And the incomplete pass here out on the near side intended for number 42 for the Spartans, Brody Aho.
They had two players about in the same area running just little hitch routes, and he kind of threw it in between them, and unfortunately for them, it wasn't able to make the completion.
All right, so now we've talked running clock. It didn't happen in the third quarter. It can here, but again, you got some of the backups, but they're on a short field.
Yeah, taking over again. It looks like the 44-yard line of Superior.
We've had a couple of different quarterbacks. It's been Weiler, and also, though, we had the touchdown pass from Talon Schiltz, who's got some talent. That was a nice pass, really, it was. He rolling to his left and everything, man. All right, Weiler, and he's able to get the handoff to Benke, and Benke wrapped up, smothered in white jerseys, who had him for dinner, I guess. A little bit of a loss. We'll see what the forward progress is.
Not much room to run on that play. Took the inside handoff, like you said, and just ran into a wall. Yeah.
Second and 10 from the 44 of Superior, though. Carton moving it right to left. Clock running, 11 and a half to go. D.C. Everest next week, and we'll have the tailgating 5 to 6:30 over by the tennis courts east side. Check it out. Free pizza, guys, from Toppers. You can't beat that. And Tyson will be here with vehicles. So check that out. And the handoff and some hesitation, and then a good burst here for the Cardinal ball carrier. And that, again, Benke off the left side. All the way to the 37. So a gain of 7 sets up 3rd and 3. As Brick Charette checking out of the game. So New Richmond, the winner, 23-22 over Rice Lake, drops the Warriors to 5-1 overall. And at 6-0, New Richmond undefeated and atop the conference. Sole possession. Weiler pitches right side. Benke again, third straight time, and he's going to be short of the first down. But I think go for it, right? I mean, obviously, you're up by big and you got a yard to go here. So,
yeah, absolutely. Good push by the Chi-Hi offensive line. These young men doing a good job making some creases, and Benke is a hard runner. You can see he's got the quickness.
Yeah.
He puts his head down, and he gets what he can out of it.
It's hard, though, when you got a first stringer like with LeMay and Bolin, the speed that they got, you know, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, absolutely. It's a talented running back group.
But, hey, they're seniors at the top there, so... All right, fourth down for the Cardinals. 10 minutes to go, the 10-minute mark, and Weiler going to try to take it himself. They get the push. It may not be the Eagles' tush push, but I think they got it.
Well, not a very favorable spot from the referee.
Well, it looked like with his forward progress, he's... Yeah.
They are
You're right. My goodness. They didn't... Well, I thought... What did it look like to you, Dave?
I didn't think that was a great spot for us, but, you know, I guess we're not going to complain about it. We just got to play defense now.
Right. Keeping the game going here, the 35-yard line, just short of the first down with 9:53 to go. Cardinals are out there on defense, and a lot of backups in there right now. But great experience for them, like you said, Alan, under the Friday night lights.
Fantastic. Everybody's enjoying it. You don't mind that the game's going a little bit longer. You're getting to see everybody play and enjoying a victory and just kind of let this thing take a little while, and it's all right.
Coach was talking about some of the pain early in the week over the Rice Lake loss. And they take it from the pistol, and Smith on the handoff, and they run it for close to 5 out to about the 40 or so. And, again, they've got some of their frontliners. Tatum Clark is a starter, and he continues, but he's a little slow to get up here. And Clark is, he is down. And we'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Off under his own power. Good to see. Crowd cheered for that. Other than football, have you ever heard anybody talking about anybody walking under their own power? It's just always a football thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Here comes the boss walking under his own. It just never, you never need to say it, right?
Maybe a toddler when they're learning to walk.
Yeah, right. Walk. All right. And there's a high snap. It kind of binks up off of Smith, and he'll run forward.
Oh, my goodness.
Able to get close to the first down, actually. Well, it looked dangerous at first.
Yeah, he made something out of that. In fact, they're going to give him the first down.
Yeah.
That's one way to run a quarterback draw, I guess.
I guess. That's a little different than the way Leno ran it, I guess. So. There's a low snap, and Smith looking down the field. And now he's going to find a receiver on the far sideline. It's number 8, Flores, who's been a a focus a number of times tonight, and there's another first down. So
that was a nice throw.
I'm glad that first downs is not the determinant of who wins the game, because Superior would be in the driver's seat. They go to the 41-yard line of Chippewa, clock with 9:04 to go. And Smith delivers again just in front of the first down marker on the far side again to Flores.
They love those hitch routes.
They do.
5 to 10 yards, they'll throw those all day long.
But they seem almost, I don't know, almost interceptable.
Yeah, I'd like to see a guy sit on that.
Right, exactly. All right, so it's another first down. They know how to get the first downs, don't they? They really do.
Oh, this time they did sit on it.
Smith is going to run it. The 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. And he's down to the 10-yard line and inside it in this 47 to 13
really,
game.
Yeah, sorry. He dropped back to pass. Very well defended by the Chi-Hi defense. So he took off and ran it around the edge, put the spin move on one defender, was able to get all the way down to the 10-yard line.
Carson Smith now from the pistol. Lone running back there with him is Lusiewicz. And taking it up the middle short of the end zone. Yeah, I had looked away for a moment. So apparently, I think that was 22 Lusiewicz who ran it. And second and goal from the one. And they'll hand it off up the middle and the touchdown. And that is Lusiewicz who gets it, makes it a 47-19 game with 7:58 to go here on this homecoming Friday night at DeRay. So Chai's still up comfortably, 28 points, but third touchdown of the night for the Spartans.
Yeah, nice drive for them, and they've got some of their starters in against this Chi-Hi, you know, mainly a sophomore defense.
And Lusiewicz with a one-yard touchdown run. The ball is down, the boot is up. And the kick is through, and it makes it 47-20 as the kick from Leno, the starting quarterback. We'll take another 30-second timeout back in a moment. Cards up 27 still, middle of the fourth quarter. WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
7:58 to go, 47-20. Chi-Hi leading it by 27. A lot of back and forth here after Chi-Hi had the big 27-6 lead at the half. Second half has seen Chi-Hi put 20 on the board, but also Superior 14.
And one of the things you want to be careful about is that you get a game like this, it's out of hand for Superior, but you don't want to see it get chippy. You don't want to see it get sloppy. You want to see guys to stay disciplined, and you want these to be good reps because you can't replicate a game in practice.
Right.
So this is tremendous experience for these young guys, and really happy to see them. But you want to see them play crisp and, follow their fundamentals.
Good point. And that was what head coach Rob Scott had said that Superior wanted to do, is to get back to fundamentals after they lost 42-0 to Menominee last Friday night. And there's the deep boot, and it's going to go over the head of Smith, and actually 32 for the Cardinals. There, Gavin Schultz, and we won't get to see him run it out. It'll be Chai's ball, first and 10 from the 20. Again, next Friday night, it's Chi-Hi and D.C. Everest, the usual 6:35 pregame, but the tailgate gets going at 5 o'clock, and I really encourage you to come on out for this. Join WOGO Sports, Topper's Pizza, and Toyson Ford for a free tailgate party before the last two Chi-Hi home games, October 4th and 18th. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Enjoy yourself some free pizza from Topper. Shop the newest Chi-Hi apparel from the Birdcage, plus games, and win movie passes.
What a great idea.
Yeah. From the man who has a lot of great ideas, Caleb Swenson. And this one coming around to the near side, and the handoff on the carry for about 4 or 5 for the Cardinals. Looking to chew clock here, as that was Schultz, the talented sophomore.
That was a nice job as a running back, being patient, finding a lane, and then cutting up, getting north and south, getting what he could out of that 5-yard gain. That's a nice carry.
Second and five. Stick around for the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. And Holly Bobby, names you know, stats recap of the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game highlights. And I'll hear from Coach Rayco as well. All right, and middle of the fourth quarter, and this Benke coming from left to right, and Superior smelling it out pretty well, but Benke still able to make as much as he could out of it, about 4 yards on the play, get close to the 30 in that first down.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Benke because he was getting tackled just about at the line of scrimmage, but he's able to keep those legs churning, and he's about a 6-foot-tall ball carrier, so when he leans forward, he's always picking up positive yardage.
He is 5'11", 180, good job. Third and one now for the Cardinals. 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter, leading at 47-20. Benke in motion, and they're going to hand it off up the middle, and looks like forward progress may have got him the first down.
And it just depends.
That was 45 that time. Brian Fox, first carry of the night for the 190-pound junior.
Nice. That's a great job.
He got right to the first down. Unofficially, I got him for only 10 first downs tonight. But again, two special teams touchdowns, block punt and a onside kick touchdown, which is really rare. And we got to see it tonight for the homecoming game. Weiler under center for Chippewa as the Cards going right to left. And scratch that. It's actually 30, Talon Schultz. So they are alternating backup quarterbacks here. Can't take anything for granted.
Yeah, and he tossed it to his brother.
Yep. The brother combo.
Looked to be about a 6 yard carry that time.
So now these guys twins?
They are twins.
Yeah. And actually, Superior had some twins too that we just didn't mention tonight, but the Blumfelds actually. So. Inside of 6 minutes to go, 47-20 Cardinals, Schultz and Schultz here. With Talon under center, and he'll roll out of it, spins. He likes to do that, rolling to the left, and he's going to run, and he's got some speed himself. The 45, the 50, the 45, and he's going to be tackled out of bounds. Kind of a high tackle by number 11, Evan Blumfelt. There you go, the Blumfelt, twins on twins.
That's nice. They had that run action again, but he rolls out to his left. Looks to throw. It wasn't there, and
right.
He saw a lot of green space, and he went for it. When he turns on the jets, you can see his quickness.
You're looking at these guys as the quarterbacks next year, really kind of fighting it out between Weiler, the junior, and Schultz, the sophomore. And
now Colin Nichols is in the game, number three.
Colin, the 6'4", 180-pound senior.
A lot of guys are getting action here tonight, which is great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Feeling that part of the team for sure. And Nichols is in motion coming around the, no, not Nichols, but Braden Runstrom.
I think we had
two
men moving at the same time.
Well, you say Memorial and Superior both, because I haven't seen this. Is this, how popular is this no huddle?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. This pace only reminds me of what Memorial's doing. Memorial's doing it every time. Running very rapid.
Superior, no huddles all night. So I don't know how does everybody keep track of the play?
I don't know.
All right, another 5 yard penalty against Chippewa. But that's 85 yards in penalties on tonight unofficially.
But Dave Hutzler ran some of this in middle school as a head coach.
Okay, and there's Schultz rolling to the right side. He is quick, that's for sure. And he's going to put his head down and run, and he's going to get to the 45 and the 40 before he's knocked out of bounds. You know, it's such a fine thing. I mean, in terms of you get tackled out of bounds, but you know what I'm going to say, because it can be unnecessary roughness if you wait until they're already out of bounds.
Yeah, that's right. But he did a good job.
10-yard run.
He wasn't trying to force it. He had a one-man route. It wasn't quite open where he felt comfortable about it, so he just tucked the ball, ran, got what he could. A 5-yard pickup. That's a nice job on first down.
Weiler's going to go out there now, relieving Schultz, who had a couple of nice runs, and they've got him to the 40-yard line with 4:13 to go in a 47-20 contest. By avoiding the running clock, guys have gotten some extra play and action, and like you said, you can't simulate this game action. And the handoff, Weiler to 32 is going to dash down the sideline and still be muscling his way. Gavin Schultz all the way to close to the 10-yard line.
Nice job. Just a run where they give it from the right, coming across the formation to the left, handoff. And he was able to beat everybody to the edge and get around that corner. Good quickness, good balance. He does remind you of LeMay, his running style and his balance right. And quickness.
Yeah, he's tough. I mean, again, there's not a lot of him to tackle, right? So, and they into the Johnson roll-off red zone, and they got the Ashley Construction first down as well as Weiler under center. There's that Benke around the right side. Benke running his way into the end zone. Touchdown. He was not going to be denied. Benke gets in, and the Cardinals go up 53-20 with 3:36 to go.
Nice job. Happy for him. He took that ball coming left to right, cut it up inside the tackle, weaving his way through. Hard runner. Nobody's tackling him with, you know, as one person. He's able to plow across the goal line for a touchdown. Well-earned run.
Every running back has a style, and LeMay, we've talked about, is really good at setting guys up and getting to the outside. Benke has a real eye for the cutback.
Yeah, really. It is enjoyable to watch all these guys, but Benke and Schultz have really stood out, both of the Schultz brothers. And there's the boot, and the kick is good. And a good job again by Christo Kenya Castillo. We'll take a break. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
All right, so an exciting touchdown run by Benke, and the extra point good. It's 54-20 Cardinals with 3:36 to go. We're going to have some highlights. We're going to be here all night playing highlights, I think. Wow. And there's the boot, and it's going to be taken about the 12-yard line. And coming to the near side, the Spartan runner looks to be number 32, Jace Rue, and out about the 30 or so. Post Glass and Mirror post game to follow, and a lot packed into that. So thanks to Gavin Bovey for manning the controls back at our WOGO studios here. Been a long game. I mean, Rice Lake and Richmond ended a while ago, but we're trucking right along here. I guess they didn't have as many points as we did, right?
No, they sure didn't.
Yeah.
Or flags, probably, from those two teams.
Right. Yeah. All right, from the 29-yard line, Superior taking a little bit of time to get out here. We've had a lot of creativity, a lot of uniqueness in this contest here tonight. The blocked punt touchdown, and there's the incomplete pass over the middle, intended for 47, Michael Thiegel.
I was going to say, one thing we haven't had is a pick six.
Right.
So maybe we can get one of those yet.
I couldn't believe Jair just got his first one of his career the other day.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. There's a low snap, and then Smith flushed out of the pocket. Little dink pass, and he completes it off to 47, Fiegel, who was his intended receiver on the last play.
Nice job by Chase Frederick, number 40, coming up, making a tackle on a much bigger player.
And so from the 33, it's third, and they're going to say the 34, but basically third and five. And the handoff for Superior, and there's a run right up the middle and a big hole there for Maxton Luzajic. And another Superior first down, unofficially their 19th of the night.
Yeah, Colin Nichols in on the play from the safety position.
Up to the 50-yard line now, clock at 2:47. Fake from Smith, he'll rifle one, and he finds his receiver down at about the 37-yard line. And he excitedly gets up and hands it to the referee. That's number 42, Brody Aho. Brody Aho. And another, that's the 20th first down for Superior. They've been able to move the chains, and there is the run by Maxton Luzajic. And another, I mean, they just get first down after first down. They're really good at getting first downs.
Number 29, Owen Munson on the tackle.
And Smith, they're kind of in a, well, they're in a hurry up all the time. And there's the completed pass as he gets it to Jace Rue with the clock at 2:17. But they're into the red zone here at the 12-yard line. First and 10 from there with the clock at 2:10 to go. And the handoff up the middle, charging up the middle for the touchdown is Maxton Luzajic. And with 2:04 to go, Superior's fourth touchdown of the night makes it a 54-26 game.
Oh, that was well blocked, a run just up the middle, and Chai High wasn't able to get off blocks and make a play. That'll be something for the coaches to look at when they do their film work, and
yeah,
a little coaching opportunity.
Well, maybe Chai's last possession and the last possession of either team here coming up, if they can. Oh, there's a snap through the hands of the holder, but then a flag is down. Okay, is it against Chai? And racing in for the Spartans, one of their players hustling in. If he's got a play call here on the, I don't know, they were trying to kick it before. Caden Coville, they're still going to try to kick it, even though they're a little closer. Ball is down. The boot is up by Lino, and it's good. 54-27, 2:04 to go, back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
The final 2:04 of the homecoming game. Chai's put 54 on the board. Most points they've scored this season. To 27 for Superior. The Spartans 0-5, but they scored 27 more points than they did to Menominee last Friday night. Menominee, the opponent October 18th. That'll be our second homecoming tailgate party that we'll have. Another one is this coming Friday night. We were telling you about that. Come on out here between 5 and 6:30. There'll be free pizza. And check out the newest Ford vehicles from Toyson Ford. Yeah, it's Toppers and Toyson Tailgate Party. October 4th and 18th. Come early for all the fun. 5 till 6:30. East side of the parking lot near the tennis courts.
I love Fords. I love pizza. Love the tailgate. That's a great combo. Toyson and Toppers.
Absolutely. So a lot of fun to be had. Be here for that.
And you got that new road in Chippewa that connects Toyson's to Toppers.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And there's the boot, and it's going to go into the end zone. So the final 2:04, the Cards, 2:04. They did get 54-27. But, again, not just been the starters. I mean, it's been a lot of backups, a lot of the younger guys, particularly for Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, I didn't quite see what I hoped I would with some sustained drives by Chai High offense. You saw some specialty plays. You saw them try a little trickeration at times. And certainly you saw some success. But because of the way the game has unfolded, at least I don't know from your perspective, Mark, but it didn't seem like there was a ton of consistency within that offense.
No, I mean, I think that's where every phase counts. You're going to win this game, but still things to work on and clean up and guys to get healthy for DC Everest for that that home game here next Friday night. First game of October. This is it, the home stretch, if you will, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The last third of the season coming up.
Then you got that tough push, you know, at Hudson and then home against Menominee. So, And Weiler is back into the game, and the handoff is going to go to Braden Runstrom.
Hey, there's a first down, Mark.
Yeah. And he did run for a first down. Not as many as Superior had tonight. I got us for about 12, so 21-12. We're going to lose that one, but we know the stat that counts is that score, 54-27. Hits in baseball. You don't go home and say, well, we out-hit them, right?
No. You say that if you lose.
Yeah, right. You do say it if you lose. Go Brewers in the postseason, by the way. Minute and a half to go, and the Cardinals huddle, and Superior, I haven't seen a Superior huddle offensively all night. They just don't do it. They don't believe in it. Weiler in the waning moments here, and he's got his ball carrier coming from the right wing out to the 35, 36-yard line.
That was number 90, Carter Johnson.
Wow.
That might be the first time.
Yeah, and he's listed as a wide receiver, a 6'1", 155-pound junior. But number 90, they're kind of being a little freer with numbers these days, I guess. Cardinals have a lot of guys on this team. Wow. Again, even McDonald for the eight-man, and I've been doing a couple of their games. I mean, they have a lot for eight-player. To the 35 now, the final 43 seconds of this one. One or two more plays going to about do it. And Weiler may just take a knee here. And he's going to. And that may do it right there. That's going to do it. As Chahai for the victory, 54-27. We're back at the postgame after this on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgalla, 839-0707 or wirzgalla.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus.
insured by NCUA.
Shahai wins it 54-27. And welcome to the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Dave Hutzler and Alan Dunham are down on the field. And when they get the opportunity to talk to head coach Chuck Rakovich, they'll do that here this evening as just sizing up. We've got, again, the players come and sing the school song, and we'll try to capture that as we did the band here earlier. See Superior huddled over here. And so the players now coming back out onto the field. We'll get Dave Hansen with his statistics being tabulated. And later as well, we'll get you lots of highlights from tonight, a lot of scoring, a lot of action, a lot of uniqueness to this contest. Earlier, it was New Richmond winning at Rice Lake. They get a late field goal, win it 23-22 over the Warriors. What a battle of two unbeatens atop the conference, two excellent football teams that Chai has seen in recent weeks. And they played, and New Richmond comes out on top by one, eking it out 23-22. Here on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, those highlights, the stats ahead. Also, we'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap and the Russ Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. Still to come here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, coming up on 10 o'clock. And by the way, debate coverage of the vice presidential debate, we'll have it for you on Tuesday night, 8 to 10, here, courtesy of SRN, so we'll have that coverage 8 until 10. Some are saying the most important vice presidential debate ever because, you think about it, really Harris and Trump only debated once, and if this is the last debate, it has a lot of significance in a very, very close election, particularly in swing states like Wisconsin. As the players continue to come out, and yeah, we'll capture the song for sure, do our best to lean out the press box window and turn up the volume as they continue to position themselves for that after this big homecoming win on the heels of the Rice Lake loss last week. Feeling good tonight, 54-27 over the Superior. The Spartans fall to 0-6 and 0-4 in the conference. Chai now 4-2 on the season and 2-2 in the BRC. Next up, DC Everest, and then at Hudson, and then they close it out at home against Menominee.
You ready for an interview?
Let's listen. All right. There we go. The school song. All right, let's go down to Alan Dunham. Alan?
Okay, here with Coach Rakovich, and nice job by the team coming off, you know, New Richmond, Rice Lake, back-to-back, two of the best teams in the conference. New Richmond got the win over Rice Lake tonight. If you, I don't know if you heard that.
Heard that, right?
And how'd it feel tonight to come out here on homecoming for these boys?
Well, I think the boys needed this. You know, like, they've had a rough stretch, and they got another rough stretch ahead of them. But to win your homecoming game, and, you know, we had them on high alert all week, telling them that you can't suffer homecoming-itis, or you're going to have a you're going to go to the dance and feel pretty bad about this. So I'm glad they won. They had fun. I believe we got everybody in the ball game. You know, basically the whole second half was our JV, so that's good.
Yeah, you almost got to the running clock a couple different times, but because you didn't, allow a lot of guys to get different reps and get that experience, and that's something you can't duplicate in practice.
Well, right. You know, if we'd have scored one more point, we'd add running clock, and then a lot of those kids wouldn't have got the reps they got. So, you know, I think I planned it that way, I think. Yeah.
Saw the offense, a couple new wrinkles, a couple maybe trick plays that maybe gives another team something more to think about, or is it just another way for you guys to try to generate some offense?
Both. Both. You're 100% right on both. I think we gave the opposition a lot to look at tonight, and we did want to try a few things that we've been working on since kind of day one.
That LeMay pass out of the Wildcat, he's got a nice arm, and there might be a few more options out of that, I imagine.
Yeah, we have a bunch.
Let me just ask you about the defense real quick. You know, a lot of guys not suited up tonight that normally are starting. I know you know, you can't say too much maybe about injuries, but how do you feel the last third, very physical teams? And, you know, how do you feel about your depth going into that last third of the season?
Well, tonight worked out perfect. One of the goals we thought we wanted to have tonight was to get the starters out early if we could. And so basically the whole second half, you know, we kept kids out that were that had nicks and bruises, and we got to get them healed up because the next 3 weeks things are going to get awful tough.
Well, congratulations on the win, Coach, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks, Al. Thanks, Coach.
All right, take care.
Alan Dunham there on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV with the postgame conversation with head coach Chuck Rakovich as the Cards win it here this evening. All right, we'll take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we've got a lot more to get to. The Holly Bovee's Names You Know stats recap, the Russ Proofer's Defensive Player of the Game, highlights and more here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Post Glass and Mirror postgame show continues here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll get those stats from Dave the Electric Pen Hansen. Again, he's hard at work on those. We'll utilize that in the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, but and waiting for Alan Dunham to come alongside and help me with the Russ Proofer's Defensive Player of the Game. So let's at least begin to enjoy some of the highlights from tonight's victory for the Cardinals here on WOGO Sports. But in order to do that, I've got to have the right cable plugged in so you can actually hear that audio this evening. And so let's give that a go. Under center, assessing things. Lone runner behind him, two in the wing, and there's the handoff up the middle. The Cardinals in a good dash, bursting right through the seam is Drake Dakin for the Cardinal first down inside the 10. But from the 8-yard line now, Potter under center. Handoff again. He'll take it up the left side, touchdown. There it is, number 20, Drake Dakin. Back-to-back handoffs, and the Cards lead it 6-0. Here we go now. And LeMay's going to take it, run up the middle, juking up the middle, and he's going to get in for the score. And the Cardinals take a 13-0 lead with 4:14 to go first quarter on homecoming Friday night. 75-pounder with LeMay off in the left wing. And in motion, and this is going to be Bolin. Bolin coming around the near side, takes the turn at the 50, and still inbounds, and gets the first down close to the 35-yard line.
Oh, block.
Block punt. Out of there with it, and Dakin's going to take it in for a touchdown.
Yes.
Dakin takes it in for a touchdown, and the Cardinals lead it 19-0 with 10:09 to go in the half.
Number 10, Colin Clary, our own punter and linebacker, was able to get off the edge and lay out beautifully and block that punt.
And the two-point conversion now. And LeMay's going to toss in the left corner of the end zone, and he's got his receiver, Sam Abar, and the Cards go up 21-0. And one more first half highlight worth hearing. 6:35 left in the first half, and there's an onside kick, and the Cardinals recover it, and then they fumble it, and then they go! A tremendously exciting play there, and we'll get back to the second half highlights a bit later, but those first half highlights, and I had Alan Dunham here for a second, and then here he is. All right, here he is. Hey, Alan, help us out. Time for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. How about it?
Sorry, I want to give this one to the two defensive ends, Colin Clary, Clary and Colin Petska. Those two players were all over the field tonight, chasing down tacklers, getting involved in special teams, kind of all over the place. And so I'd like to recognize Petska and Clary.
Absolutely, and they are our Rust Proofers Defensive Players of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Rust Proofers sometime soon. All right, and again, we'll get to the Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap, but how about some more of the second half highlights here on WOGO as we continue on. Again, it was 27-6, and then some more creativity for the Cardinals when we come to half number two. And let me advance to some of those highlights we bring you here this evening, but just your thoughts and talking to Coach Rakovich, what he had to say?
Yeah, just fantastic. What he said is, you know, able to get that win, get some guys some rest, get the younger players some experience, and kind of fell together just exactly like he'd hoped. And it's another week of rest for Krista, you know, and hope you get him back at linebacker and get some of these guys healthy for next week against DC Everest.
A few highlights here from the second half. Did stop the clock going out of bounds. Double wing again. Dakin, the tailback, and this is going to be LeMay. LeMay coming to the near side. Is that sprinter speed, the 35, the 30? There he's going to go. Turn the corner down the sideline all the way for the touchdown, Jackson LeMay. And the Cardinals go up 33-6. Well, he was going to get it one way or another, guys.
And he certainly did for the Cardinals, their first score of the second half.